tomorrow's news today.
Right now, the defendant is being charged with two counts, 924C, using a firearm during a crime of violence, and a second crime under 111, which is assault on a federal officer using a dangerous weapon. Now, as you all know, there was an individual, a uniformed Secret Service officer, who was shot. Unfortunately, he is doing all right, and he will be fine. But it is clear, based upon what we know so far, that this individual was intent on doing as much harm and as much damage as he could. And thankfully, because of the checkpoint right outside the ballroom, where thousands of people were situated to hear the President of the United States, because that checkpoint worked, there was no one who was injured, and it was clear where this defendant was going.
So Cole Thomas Allen reportedly sent 10 minutes before a manifesto to his brother. His brother called the police, but the government's so discredited at every level, most people do not believe it. And I've got a lot of questions, though it didn't really look staged to me. People are saying that he got through security. No, he bum-rushed the security. That was too light, as I've been pointing out. So the whole thing is very, very bizarre. And I'm going to spend a lot of time on this in the second hour today with Viva Fry. And a little bit of a prelude here in the first hour, but I need to get into all the other news because it's big and it's important. You've got the Lone Star tick spreading all over the country that they admit now has this weaponized Lyme's disease that they declassified, the CIA created. That's the CIA declassified that about a month ago. We already knew decades ago and told you that. And they've added to it a beef allergy, another red meat allergy, so that if you get bitten by the tick, you become deathly ill or even die if you ever eat beef again. And then we have the WEF and UN 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, saying we're going to add this to ticks, and that way nobody can eat beef. So you'll have to eat the synthetic beef. I mean, that's just one of the big stacks. The rest of the story we're going to get to, it's all out in the open. But don't worry, Big Pharma's coming out with vaccines for it now, of course, the problem they released. Then we have finally people waking up. When this passed in 2021, in the Biden administration, passed Congress bipartisanly, to have all new cars have AI cameras in them that listen to you, record everything. If you're, quote, tired, it turns the car off or takes control, self-driving, parks it. All the new cars are self-driving. They just haven't told you. You know, it has like this accident defense systems, but doesn't matter. Chevy, Ford, Audi, Toyota. And by the way, it's all over the world. It's a global government system. I'm an expert on this. I've talked about it for decades. Fancy cars for 15 years have already had this stuff in them. Now it's in all the cars. They say it's law. This year it has to be in all new cars, but it's already in all of them. And there should be a whole new business of disabling the software, disabling the cameras, the rest of it. But it is an electronic straitjacket. And they're calling it a kill switch. So people don't seem to care. They're being watched and listened to. But they're like, wait a minute. If I've had two beers, it smells it. Oh, it's got sensors and scans my face. Or if it says I'm tired, I can't drive, I have this AI nanny. People don't like the fact that they can't drive. What about when there's new lockdowns? They're already talking about only letting you drive certain days for carbon lockdowns. This is the social credit score. Everybody wants robots and AI to run their lives. Well, out of the gates, it's the nanny state. And then they're already saying, oh, AI is better drivers than humans. So sorry, higher insurance if you want to drive yourself. And then soon they just phase out humans operating at all. So we got the rest of the story on that. And so much more today. Share the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble at the Alex Jones Show. You're the Paul Revere. Share those live feeds now. Huge broadcast.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know like knife like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange. and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or something for like $40. We'll be right back. Information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they all care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games, especially the playoffs, and they're just, everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like, holding Hotez. And Hotez, he's on TV. He'll be 11 new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we went and started the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under, national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's to kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Friday night's gala, National Correspondents event in D.C. really tells you where this country, where the people of the world really are. Because I went back and tracked the post on X and Facebook and others. The majority of people before the building was fully even evacuated said this is staged. And I think overall we've been lied to so much that that's healthy. And I'm not fighting with people that think it was staged. I studied it, got up, early in the morning, Saturday, like 2:30, for hours and hours and hours before I came to the conclusion that before there was a manifesto we knew about, before his family said, yeah, he was talking about this. His brother called the police before any of that. Looking at the police, looking at the videos, it just looked like lax security to me. And he never even got in the ballroom. And so there are people that want to kill Trump. And so I just don't go with what's popular. I go with what I think is right. And I said they've staged so much stuff, maybe it is staged. And we'll look at that in the second hour with Eva Frye. And I have a lot of exhibits here. And a lot of people I really, really, really respect, who I know we're dead on every other issue, are saying that they believe it's staged. They said they think it's staged. Larry Johnson, highly decorated, long CIA career, been on the show before. Basically, I'll say what I'm talking about on the air, and I'll see a clip of him that was basically at the same time, and we're just saying the exact same stuff. And because we're not checking notes together or something, we just know what we're talking about. And he thinks it was staged. But what does staged mean? Staged that they stood down, staged they knew he was coming. Does that mean Trump knew? See, and I saw a bunch of comments yesterday by well-known talk show hosts saying, look how pathetic Alex Jones is. Trump has thrown him under the bus, demonized him, said terrible things about him, and then Jones is defending Trump. It's not defending Trump if this looks, in first approximation, like it really happened. And then I just report that. It has nothing to do with whether Trump likes me or not. I don't look at issues off of what I want to think. I could care less Trump's attacked me. I've gotten so much heat supporting that guy because he was overall doing good. But I am not in some cult of personality thing. That's why I'm not into galas, why I don't go to these things. I've been invited to countless things like this, Mar-a-Lago, the White House, you name it. I don't go. Because quite frankly, it's just not my cup of tea, folks. I'd rather be sitting down on a back porch looking at the moonrise and in front of a fire with friends and family. Or I'd like to, you know, go into a little honky-tonk and hear some good country music live and drink a cold beer with my lady. That's the kind of stuff I like. Or be down in the Caribbean on a jet ski. My taste is more like the Red Rocker there with Van Halen. That's what I like to do. So, I'll be getting to this in the second hour in great detail. But I've got to hit the really important stuff that's here. And I've got two huge gigantor stories that aren't just incredibly important to our future, our health, our very lives, but also how it's finally getting big attention just shows how beautiful the awakening is. And there's going to be some blowback from the Great Awakening where people that aren't quite fully informed and don't have any depth of political, geopolitical, cultural, industrial, military understanding still know they're being lied to, but as they grasp and try to figure things out, it's going to be a little bit messy, and we can't get too mad at those people, those of us that have been studying this for decade after decade after decade. But people on the street, all over the corporate news, independent news, everywhere are talking about how the CIA at Plum Island created weaponized syphilis, tick-borne, known as Lyme's. That was known decades ago. It's now been fully declassified a month ago. Deer swam from Plum Island, they said, by accident, that had the ticks and put it on the mainland decades ago. No. They're spreading these things. They're releasing these things. There's even Bill Gates projects studying them and releasing them in the wild, just like he does the mosquitoes. We have it all here, okay? You want the full spectrum analysis, because most people just cover a piece of it, and that's bad enough. Big Pharma coming out with, oh, Lone Star tick vaccines that have all these horrible side effects. But people are now dying who've been bit by the tick when they eat beef. And then we have the UN, the WF, and others in documents and reports going back 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And I've got the video clips and the reports on TV going, well, we can just give a tick now this particular pathogen through the Lone Star tick, and then we will give you a violent meat allergy so you can't eat beef. It's really bad with beef, but it's other red meats. But that's the main red meat people eat. Lamb, you name it. I mean, you're talking, and I know so many people that particularly work in ranching in Wisconsin, Texas, you name it, Tennessee, personally, who got bit by the Lone Star tick and now can't eat beef. I mean, this is sick. I'm telling you, in my hierarchy of stuff, for fleshly pleasures, a perfectly cooked steak is right up there with the best piece of ass you can get. I'm sorry to be graphic. I mean, that's like taking away women. I mean, this is just absolutely... these people are the most evil scum you can imagine. The Bible in Genesis talks about cows like 50 times. And how cows are the best and how wonderful they are. And how God, you gave them the grass to have the cows and the cows a gift to us. And, you know, the Indian Hindus worship the things. I mean, you just give them grass, you get milk and you get cheese and you get butter and you get beef. I mean, it's just the Native Americans with the bison, it's just a wild cow. Well, how did we take out the Native Americans, the Plains Indians? Well, we took out their meat supply. So I am uber sick of these people. But now they've done it. They've launched it. So I'm going to get to that. People are really awake to this. I mean, I covered it at the time, decades before they put it in. I covered it in 2021 when they passed it. And listeners will even call in and say, come on, Alex. It doesn't watch you with cameras. It doesn't listen to you. And it doesn't kill your car. And not let it start if you're, quote, tired or been drinking. That's the damn law. But now it's everywhere. Over the weekend, I'd see an article with 20 million reads and a video with 18 million views and just 15 million, 5 million, 7 million, 4 million, 3 million, just top trending and just everyone freaking out. Yeah, you need to be freaking out. So it's very satisfying because that's the bigger part of the story is, folks, this crap is in your appliances. They got microphones in your cable boxes. They got them in your refrigerators. They got them in smart toilets. They're in everything. I was the first ever report in 1996 that Scientific Atlantic cable boxes had a hidden microphone in them. Long before they started saying, oh, that's for voice activate. And then the Alexa 15 years ago, listening to you in live time, how do you think you go, hey, Alexa? Or, hey, Siri. I got mine turned off. But it's not really turned off. And with this, you can't turn it off. It's wired right into the transmission. That's going to be a big business having that crap removed. We need this repealed. But it's the same law in Australia, same law in the EU, same law in the UK. It's going in everywhere. Now, if you've got a nicer car in the last 15 years, you already got it. But all new cars, which, by the way, passes on a couple thousand dollars per purchase, all new cars starting now have it. It's the law. Hey, Trump, get Congress to repeal that. So just, I mean, again, that is massive. And then I've got other just huge stuff. And then right before I went live, I saw a live feed with the press secretary again saying, we've won the war. The war is over. That's 30 times they've done that with the Iran thing that I know of. I mean, and people go, well, just be pro-Trump. Well, just go along with total horse crap? No, I will not do it. So, we got a big broadcast lined up for you today. But I'm very torn on this because you got a bunch of police and Secret Service standing around because everybody was already in the gala. And a guy runs past him. But there should have been checkpoints in front of that. He gets a shot off, shoots a Secret Service agent. First he said body armor, stop it now. It slowed it down when the buckshot went through the telephone but embedded in his thigh. And you have Democrats all celebrating it and others mad that, you know, that they didn't kill Trump. You got Obama saying, oh, we don't know the political motivation of this guy even though he has a manifesto. But because I've now learned even more than we've said on air, I'll stop there, that all seven that have been at the trial, Tyler Robinson's family, the parents, the grandparents, all of them say he's innocent. This is all made up. We think he's mind controlled. Only believe 2% of what you hear, but they're scared. And they just say none of what you're hearing is true. So I don't know if this manifesto came from this guy. I mean, at this point, could be staged. But, I mean, what does that mean? How was it staged? What was the plan? To make Trump look like a victim? You know, why did Trump just keep sitting there and they grab J.D. Vance and drag him off and then Trump just sits there And Trump does look anticipatory right before it happens when the magician's trying to show him the card and do all that. And he's like, I don't know anymore. I just don't know. I just know this. I am not going to come on air because it's popular and just say something is staged before I know it. Okay. Once evidence came out that pointed Charlie Kirk's murder at Israel, we don't have total proof yet. They're the prime suspect. All the other stuff they're up to. There is a cover-up. Cashtel's covering up foreign involvement. That's confirmed. I'm like, okay, just don't expect me day one with no evidence to say that. Though that's really a issue here because Israel is so villainous now who's running it. That's just a fact. Literally running our foreign policy and killing journalists over there all the time, including American journalists in Lebanon and places, that Israel's going for broke, and you can expect anything out of them. And I get some callers going, good, I hope Israel collapses. You know, how dare you say you don't want to destroy Israel? Hey, there's a lot of people over there in diverse ideas, and a lot of Muslims and Christians and Jews and people that don't support all this. Netanyahu is in control. He is a bad guy. But I don't, at an intellectual, spiritual level, want to destroy Israel. Don't hate Israel. Nations go through these times of being having good leadership, bad leadership. Definitely got bad leadership now. Plus, I can also Machiavelli look at it and know they have thousands of nuclear weapons delivery systems and the Samson option, just like we do. People go, how dare they have a Samson option? We have it too. It's called MAD, means mutually assured destruction. That if anybody hits us, we hit you. But they're not going anywhere without taking us all with them. So just the Muslims need to stop saying destroy Israel. Israel needs to stop trying to have a greater Israel and drag us into it. I'm not trying to be stereotypical about the Middle Eastern cultures in general, but man, they are nuts and unstable. And the crazy Zionists can keep their craziness over there, and so can the crazy Muslims, and just leave me alone. You know, they say worse than hate is indifference. I'm not indifferent of the Muslims and the Jews. I wish them well. But it's more like being nauseous, just sick of it. We've got so much more to be doing here, like the globalist mad scientists on the top that have released ticks with weaponized syphilis that makes you where you can't eat beef, makes you super sick, and can kill you. I mean, again, above all this is the mad scientist and the tracking in all our cars and kill switches and, you know, tens of millions dead from the poison shots and Congress confirming they knew and the CDC did it on purpose. I mean, we should be getting to that. But we have to cover Iran because they could go to nuclear war, and it's killing the economy. They were going to lower interest rates today. Another quarter point was scheduled. They didn't. Next, rate hikes are coming. You're like, oh, you care about money. No. We're on the verge of bankruptcy. We needed this recovery to work, to not be bankrupt under the globalists. So you better damn believe I don't sell out for money. I don't worship money. But when they want to take all the money the general public has and get rid of the middle class, it's almost gone, 70% smaller than it was in 1950. They want that for control. And you better believe I want to be self-sufficient. You better believe I want enough resources to be able to take care of myself and my family. So damn right it's all about money. Everybody tells you, oh, I don't care about money until they don't have money for food. You want to be in that position of the Great Reset? No, you don't. This is a big deal. Feudalism is about keeping the general public so poor they can never rebel. That's what globalism is neo-feudalistic slavery. So let me just finish up briefly with a prelude on Kirk, then I'm going to hit this other news, and then we'll get back into it. I say Kirk because it all ties into him being killed, and that's when Trump starts going totally sideways 8 months ago, and then that ties into Israel, and that ties into the gala. And that ties into my whole breakdown on the cover-up of Kirk's assassination. That wasn't a Freudian slip. That's where I was going. Then I realized once I said it, people go, what, Kirk? You're talking about the banquet. It's all tied together. I'll go there. But here is a guy I really respect, former CIA officer Larry Johnson. In a longer interview he did, we'll be playing, confirms the Trump hotel shooting was completely staged. Well, what he actually says is, I think it was. So, again, people running these headlines, see, he's not saying conclusively. And I don't have a dog in the fight. To me, they found the cops sleeping in their cars outside. They're all standing around. They pull their guns quick once he runs by. And it turns out Susie Wiles is in deep trouble for not doing higher security. But that was Trump at the end of the day that just said, have it at this facility where it's not designed to have that security. I'm not defending Susie Wiles. This is Trump, folks. And you see him like, I'll be, you know, about to die. This is a dangerous, you know, profession. Race car drivers, 0.1% die. 8% of presidents get shot at, you know, 4%. It's higher than that, actually. You got his statistics. I think it's 1/8 the presidents get killed. But he, in fact, I saw that clip this morning. I think I sent it to you, but I didn't see it on the list. It's a new clip. It's like Trump talks about the statistics of presidents being killed. And he's like, so if I got to get killed to do this, so what? I mean, I told you behind the scenes like 5 years ago that Roger Stone told me, he said, Trump used to not give a damn. He really doesn't care now. He doesn't care about his life. He's not worried about dying. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. But the problem is, he said, Trump used to listen to ideas most of the time. If he disagrees with me now, he just says, shut up. So that's where we are. Go ahead and go to Larry Johnson. Here it is.
Thank you for the chance to chat. The story stinks to high heaven. Let me explain some of the issues. And let me emphasize, this is not just my opinion. I've got a buddy who ran Reagan's security detail after Reagan was shot. Experienced Secret Service officer. He actually set up the training protocols that Secret Service is supposed to adhere to, which they are no longer following. Now, let me emphasize that. So the first thing that caught my eye, the first person that's taken off the stage, so you got gunfire outside of the ballroom. It's not inside the ballroom. The first person to be taken off stage was J.D. Vance. And I look at it and go, what? Yeah. What in God's name is going on? The protocol, the standard, the requirement is the president. Get the president. Everybody else can die. The president, that's who you save. That's what Secret Service is supposed to be trained to do. They didn't do that. They take off J.D. Vance. So you're going, okay, what's going on? Trump initially, you know, everybody else is ducking behind tables. He's sitting there calmly looking around like, did he know this was going to happen? Was this staged? Mm. I believe it was staged. And we'll get into that. The second thing is the failure of the security perimeter, that it was not properly set up. So the way this should be done is you have a perimeter outside the hotel, okay? So you set the first layer, that nobody gets past that first layer unless they have a right to be in that hotel. They can show that they're a guest or that they got an invitation. Otherwise, nobody gets.
Well, he'd been in the hotel for 2 days and he had that. So they did have a kind of an outer check people randomly deal. But still, it wasn't enough. And I've got all the official reports on that and actual policy papers they release. I don't just believe official reports. But yeah, security was cut down to way below a high security event. So think what you want about it. That's where we are. And I do have Trump with all the fatalistic statements, but we're not going to hit that now. We'll hit that later. I'm going to come back with the surveillance grid, the kill switches, the AI watching you in your car and everywhere else, where it's going, and then I'll tie it to the Lone Star tick spreading everywhere, being released by the globalists.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you.
Ultra Methylene Blue.
I know. I love it.
This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it.
Ultra Methylene Blue. I mean, this is just bonker town.
I just can't shut up about it.
Ultra Methylene Blue.
I just can't shut up about it.
Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com.
It is just beyond spectacular.
Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexshowstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexshowstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about, fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you gonna find these guys? Or, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the, boys down at the crime lab. They, got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts! Leads.
Now this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
So everybody knows that they've been trying to shut us down for a few years. Got caught doing literally illegal stuff. It got overturned over and over again by court. We're hitting them hard in a Thursday court hearing, but it's a controlled judge that ran the fake show trials. And they believe they're sitting in the Bloomberg-backed Onion at midnight. They told our private security they're coming here with their own PIs and own private security and locking it up at midnight Thursday. So we're going to go live up until midnight. And we're going to go over the Alex Jones Network that I don't own, so they can't come say that's an asset and shut it down. It's owned by Bigley. And you'll find that all on Twitter and Rumble and all the rest of it and the new news site and all the things that are there. But, and that's, of course, AlexJonesLive.com. But it's so insane what they've done and how the CIA and DOJ is on record funding and running all of this. And over the next few days on X and Rumble, we're going to repost, going back several years up until just the last month, the last week, dozens of reports updating you on what they did, how they did it, how they had judges that were secretly under investigation told, you know, send in, shut down Jones, and we'll drop stuff on you. I mean, it just each one of these is smoking gun insane. And Ed Martin was investigating it with his government weaponization task force, weaponization against the American people task force, and it was the new AG, it was deputy AG, killed it. And when that happened 6 months ago, I didn't blame Trump. I said, man, I'm really worried about Todd Blanche. That's not why I turned against Trump. It was the total war garbage. And we're not worried about the economy anymore. We're a war economy now. And I said, I got to come after Trump to get him back on the straight and narrow. And he backed off quite a bit when he heard his constituents, not just me, get upset. Are they blackmailing Trump? Is he compromised? What is going on? And he got asked, you know, about the whole Epstein thing by a CBS reporter and tore her a new one. That clip is coming up. And when he says it's the Democrats involved with Epstein raping all the kids, not me, why don't you talk to them? Which is true. So then why'd you have the FBI cover it up, bro? And have Cash Patel and Dan Bongino do 180 to destroy their credibility for you. We know you ordered that. I first reported that 10 months ago. People got mad at me. It turned out it was Trump. It's Trump. So it's a real mystery why he's doing this, but it's bad. And I'm sad. Because we need him to succeed. And this SPLC indictment and things like that, that's starting to move the needle back in the other direction. And I'm just hoping to salvage something here. Now, let's talk about something that's bipartisan, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, whatever you are. This is a global system through the UN, an AI social credit score control grid. And the same regulations, the same laws, almost identical, are in Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe, the UK, Canada, and the US. I mean, the same years, 2021, 2022, this was passed into law all over the industrial world, where all new cars, and again, going back about 15 years, most new cars and all fancy cars had this in them as a attribute or as something good. And it'd be, oh, driver assist safety system. So you kind of go over the lane and the truck pushes you back over. Or somebody slams their brakes on before you can even slam your brake on when this stuff's activated. The robot does it. So there's cameras and microphones on the outside and the inside of all these cars. And there's hidden ones as well. And that's in the law. So the law standardizes it, makes it extremely robust, and this is the year that it goes into law. And then by law, all new cars have to have it by next year, but I can tell you they already all have it. So you can't go buy a plain Jane Jeep like you could even 10 years ago with no air conditioning, no nothing. You can even get them without an AM, FM radio. Nope, sorry, it's got all this in it. I rented a fancy Jeep on vacation when I was in Miami. That was the one they had, so I rented it. And the whole thing was AI, and it was telling me where the police were, and I couldn't turn it off, and it was just super annoying. And there was a camera looking at me inside the car, and I mean, I knew what it was, because I know the law. And I was on the air 30 years ago warning you about this, because all these engineers at a popular show were bringing me information and telling me all about it. 30 years ago, they had hidden microphones in your cable boxes, everything. And people really thought I was a space alien back then talking about it. So I'd break them open on TV, show people. Boy, then the government really came after me. Because back then, people were like, there's no way, that's 1984, that's Orwellian. And even when they passed this law 5 years ago, and I was covering it, even listeners were like, come on, it's not that bad. But people didn't get mad about the surveillance like they did about the kill switch. And now the news is showing you, oh, yeah, if you've had any alcohol, it can scan your face and tell, and it has sensors, and the car won't start. Oh, and if you're tired, it won't start. And if you're driving and it thinks you're tired, it will tell you, I'm pulling the car over and parking it. And it will take control and drive you to the latest, closest rest stop. So here's a newsflash. All new cars have self-driving technology in them under the name of safety features, all of them. And they're watching you and they were listening, and the AI is super advanced and is watching and listening and sends it back to humans in Kenya and in Romania and in India and in Saudi Arabia. It's come out in the news the last month. In fact, just type it in. Where AI technicians are shocked by what they're seeing on your cameras at home. And with all the headlines where people are wearing the Meta glasses and they're wearing others. In fact, that was the headline about Meta glasses. And everything being flagged by the AI is then being given to review to hundreds of thousands total of all these companies, humans that are sitting there in third world countries at data centers and going and reviewing what they're seeing. And when you're wearing Google goggles or Meta glasses or anything, everything you're doing is being streamed back by AI. Everything you're doing is then being flagged and watched by humans. And so it's not just, oh, is there going to be a glitch with AI? Could it go wrong? No, it's a predatory globalist system. You have private companies hooked into the NSA, all over the Western world, putting up millions of little cameras everywhere that are solar powered, that are reading your license plate everywhere you go, selling the data to everybody, and then governments dialing into it as well, and so are criminals. So I'm going to get to all this right now, but this is a nightmare scenario. Now, I remember when Alexa came out 15 years ago, and I read you the terms of service. That was just one home assistant. They all came out with them, dozens of different companies. And it's sitting there on your table, and you say, Alexa, play me All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix. And he goes, okay, All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix, here it is. Or, Alexa, go on my Amazon account and order me some hairbrushes and toothpaste. Okay, these are different types. What would you like? You know, I explain to people, it's listening to everything you do. It's listening when you do the prompt. And of course, it came out they were. And they were training AI language model with it. And they were, the police departments were using it. Okay? And there have been cases where Alexa hears a movie playing in the background that has graphic violence in it and calls the police on you. There's been a bunch of cases where there'll be a kidnapping scene where, help me, don't kill me, no, help, please, don't. And they call the police and say, we have a hostage situation at this address. And here, and the police roll in, and the husband and wife are sitting there just watching an adventure movie or a thriller. And then you got people being pulled over everywhere in the country because O's and zeros are the same in the computer. The AI sees O's and zeros as the same, So that's just one example. So thousands of people every day are pulled over because other people have warrants and because the license plate takes an O as a zero or a zero as an O, and now you're a criminal. So that's just the glitches of this. But remember, they roll it all out. And again, smartphones. You can turn it off. It will tell you that it's turned off. But it's come out in the literature and their own documents. It's never turned off. Now, it knows it's not supposed to respond to me because it's been told to be turned off. But I've talked to the engineers again. It's come out in Congress. It's on. So Siri is on. All these systems are on. Hey, Siri, I know I told you to be turned off, but I know you're on. Talk to me right now, Siri. Nice little deceptive AI. Not responding. It's recording. And they also have data companies that have tracked it. It's constantly sending back data packages. Even when your phone is off, it's communicating. And even when you think it doesn't have a charge, it has another backup battery capacitor in it by international law. Now, listen, you can look up everything I'm telling you. It's all true, okay? So they built this Trojan horse. They've gotten us into it. I have to go some of the next hour on this. I'll get to the beef allergy thing that's so huge after we get into the correspondence dinner and how it ties into all the other cover-ups, Charlie Kirk and more, because we got a clear picture now. When people say staged, you think like the thing was fake. No, it was a real gunman, real thing, but I'm thinking staged in that there was a stand down and either Trump was involved in it or somebody's trying to get Trump killed. We'll talk about that with Viva Fry coming up. It's huge news, but let's go over these articles. Explaining the kill switch controversy. That's NPR, all of them reporting on it. Oh, it's a controversy, huh? And then we have all these Texas data centers, these 50 billion gallons of water, a state faces drought. Yeah, the AI's got to have 100 times the power humans use, but when we have power and use power, we're bad. We have a car, air conditioner, it's bad, but when it's for AI, it's okay. They've got all the schematics and things about how you're being face scanned, how you're being tracked. It knows your respiration, knows your heartbeat. That's how powerful these things are. Yeah, because it's not just a camera. It's shooting out like a sonar slash radar signal that can also see through walls. Remember 20 years ago, I told you that PlayStations could see through your walls, later declassified. It's all the same system, all the same control system. It's recording everything you're doing. It's got the wireless off your phone that's patched through. It's tracking it all. And all these governments and all these corporations are dialed in. So here's clip 27. Congress and Congressman Massey and others and Chip Roy and others talking about this situation and how this Trojan horse snuck up on us. But now they're telling you it's a social credit score. If it thinks you're tired or you're upset or you're drinking or you're on drugs, and it also then sends messages to the AI central system, it then sends messages to all the law enforcement databases. No more Fourth Amendment, just straight to total tyranny. Here's some of Congress discussing it.
It is now in order to consider Amendment Number 1, printed in Part B of House Report 119-462. For what purpose does the gentleman from Kentucky seek recognition?
Mr. Chair, I have an amendment at the desk.
The clerk shall designate the amendment.
Amendment Number 1, printed in Part B of House Report Number 119-462, offered by Mr. Massey of Kentucky.
Pursuant to House Resolution 1014, the gentleman from Kentucky, Mr. Massey, and a member opposed, each will control 5 minutes. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Kentucky.
Mr. Chair, I rise in support of our amendment. This is co-sponsored by Mr. Perry from Pennsylvania and Mr. Roy from Texas. And I regret that we have to offer this amendment. What I'm going to describe will probably sound like a bad science fiction movie, but that's what's written into law. Right now in law, that's going to be implemented for it says for 2026 and beyond. Now, the reality is the technology doesn't exist, but that doesn't keep legislators from imagining things they would like to do.
Stop. Massey's smart, but he's a farmer. He's not that smart. All of this is already in all the new cars. All of it's already there. Your Alexa, your Google Assist, your phone, it's all tracking you. It knows your heartbeat. It knows everything. License plate readers everywhere. What do you mean it doesn't exist? The AI's got speakers. It's already ready to talk to you. A lot of the cars already do it. It starts telling you what to do. I just even our supposed best don't know anything. Go back to him.
On civil liberties. But there is a law that states that every vehicle manufactured is going to have a kill switch in it. The car itself will monitor your driving. And if the car thinks that you're not doing a good job driving, it will disable itself.
So now, the car dashboard becomes... About a year ago, I got rid of my six-year-old Tahoe and got a new one. And I knew it had all this crap in there, and I tried to go have it all turned off. And there's and you, people say, oh, this means it's good. See, it's good. One time driving back on a long road trip during the day, I started getting a little sleepy and was kind of, I had to pull over and get coffee, was kind of barely weaving around. It starts saying, sensing tired driving. And these buzzers in the seat starts going, bzz, 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 bzz. Not because I was going over the line. It saw that. The damn thing's a freaking high-tech robot watching me. Don't tell me, Massey, it isn't already in there. It's already in there. Ugh. 15 years ago, Alexa was listening to every damn thing you do and scanning every electronic system. It's a smart meter. Back to him.
Judge, your jury, and your executioner. Imagine this. We got a snowstorm.
Yeah, back it up 10 seconds. That's key. Yeah, your car is now your judge, jury, executioner. No, you mean the big tech globalist companies that you're literally sitting in a nest of their sensors, including sonar scanners that see through walls. It's the same stuff they got at the airport that scans your body for weapons. Yeah, all those video games where you get up and you dance in front of them, and you know you can. It's fun. You can do disco. You can play guitar. All that. That's sonar technology blasting you, and it sees right through up to some of them. Like can see that across the street through the house. They've shown it. The scans. Decades ago. So yeah, Massey, it's watching and listening, bro. Sorry, go back to it.
To infringe on civil liberties. But there is a law that states that every vehicle manufactured is going to have a kill switch in it. The car itself will monitor your driving. And if the car thinks that you're not doing a good job driving, it will disable itself. So the car dashboard becomes your judge, your jury, and your executioner. Imagine this. We got a snowstorm coming. A mom takes her kids out. They're going to the grocery store. It's snowing. They're trying to get some groceries before the big storm hits. She swerves for a pothole. The neighbor's pet gets in the way, swerves for that. A first responder goes by. She pulls over. Her car says, you got one more swerve, and then we're going to ground you. There it is. The next thing she has to avoid, an icy patch in the road. The car has adjudicated her as unsuitable for driving. It disables the vehicle, and there she's stranded. My question is, how do you appeal your sentence once your car, the technology in your car, has judged you to be incapable of driving? Once it's disabled you and your children at the side of the road, how do you appeal that? Do you press a button on the dashboard? Do you start talking to an AI? What if it really was somebody who was drunk? Are you really going to send a police car after this disabled vehicle? Do we have the resources to do that? There's going to be so many false positives. The technology is unworkable. That's why the DOT is still in the rulemaking process, trying, asking for feedback on how this thing could even exist. And it's just a bad idea, but it's in law, and so our amendment would defund that. And with that, I'd like to reserve the balance of my time.
The gentleman reserves. The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized.
Mr. Chairman, drunk driving is a serious problem, but 31 states already have the technology to keep drunk drivers off of the road with ignition interlock devices that they can mandate. And this technology that's in the law is not going to fix the drunk driving problem. With that, I'd like to yield 2 minutes to my friend from Pennsylvania, Mr. Perry.
The gentleman from Pennsylvania is yielded 2 minutes.
I thank the gentleman for Kentucky for his work on this and, of course, the chairman of the full committee for the hard work on appropriations. Look, none of us want to be on the road with drunk drivers, and, of course, this was a solution intended to deal with them. and all of us want them to be dealt with. But I'm going to remind everybody, as my friend from Kentucky just said, there is already legislation in multiple states, dozens of states, that deal with drunk drivers through the ignition interlock system. Probably in your family somewhere, someone you know, you've dealt with this. I know in my family and the people I know, I've dealt with it. But here's what I don't want to see in America. Everybody being punished for the people that drink and drive, including the ones that don't drink and drive. I happen not to drink, but I'm going to be forced to have this thing in my car, and I'm going to tell you what's next. After what Thomas said, after what Representative Massey said, the car is going to be the judge, jury, and sentencer for your crime in the car. The next thing is going to be, well, we need to hook this thing up to the government so we can dispatch the police. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen next. They're going to be shutting your car off when they decide whatever they decide from wherever they decide it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about what you think about due process.
I'll stop here. I'm going to come back with more of this in the next hour. This is important, but let me give you the rest of the story. I've got this from people at the highest levels of big tech, okay? 6-7 years ago. It's already been in the cars, many of them for 15 years. It's training driverless cars. It's training AI. It's training it all to watch and control you. It's already in. It's already going on. Oh, the DOD doesn't know what's going on. It's unworkable. It all goes back to big tech. And they've got partnerships with it and the NSA. So, and then they're already saying, oh, driverless cars are 15 times, 20 times safer than humans. You're going to pay more insurance to drive yourself. And then pretty soon, oh, we've just decided no more humans can drive. We are being captured by this. It's a total takeover. That's the next level of this. I've got more I'm going to get to coming up on this. And then we'll shift gears into all the other big topics. But this is massive. The good news is the public gets it. Now, InfoWars is shutting down Thursday night, barring a miracle. The Alex Jones Network launches after that. You know all the coordinates and the facts there. But be sure and download the free app at alexjonesapp.com for Droid and for iPhone. If you haven't, it's free. You can find the show right there and all of it right there. And the feeds at Real Alex Jones on X, Rumble, same radio stations, satellites going out. They know they're flipping over at midnight Thursday. But I need your financial support. We have the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars, but I've been so busy I haven't gotten to it. We have the biggest sale ever at thealexandstore.com right now. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. Take 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria in the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
stage? And he goes, that's too simple. What does stage mean? He goes, probably an op. Meaning he's a real shooter, but they know it's coming. They basically stand down. Yeah. But people say stage, it means like it didn't happen. No, I think it did happen. We'll investigate that coming up this hour. And I'm going to have to table this incredible stuff on the spying and kill switches and driverless cars, because I haven't gotten the real meat and potatoes yet. But the point that Danny made was his Hyundai does this, where if he's looking down too much, says, hey, are you tired? Beep, beep, beep. I'm going to pull over, you're tired. This stuff is already in place. And if angels ran it, it'd be fine. But notice they can't find the child kidnappers. They can't find out what happened, with Charlie Kirk shooting. They don't know any of that. But, boy, they can sure keep track of us. Now, hands down, this is the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. And it just so happens Bigley lined us up for this week with all these products that just came in a month ago. And so it's fitting that at the closing of the original InfoWars, we're doing this blowout. So I looked at the sale yesterday that they were set up. I said, this is the biggest sale ever. I said, you got to call it, the Last Stand InfoWars mega blowout sale. And so this is hands down the biggest ever. This happens every month where there's a one-week period where you can win both of the cars in the sweepstakes, the Ford Raptor and the custom H1 Hummer, $20,000 cash. Every order, every dollar spent, you put in 100 times. That's only the last week. That goes till next Friday to win these. And most people that win do it in the last week. Just a little tip. We're also giving you free $10 to use on anything at thealexjonesstore.com. That offer ends tonight. Free InfoWars dog tag. It's a cool InfoWars limited edition dog tag. There's only 3,000 of these, but the next 3,000 orders get one thrown in free. And I got some methylene blue on that, sorry. But if you look right here, overhead shot, you see InfoWars with the Betsy Ross flag. And on the back, stained by methylene blue, you are the resistance. So it's a cool little memento that's thrown in as well. But then it just gets even more crazy. There's a pre-sale, because you're coming in a few weeks, but for any InfoWars items, you got to get them in the next 4 days. Silver round and Faraday bag, just like the last Faraday bag that sold out in 3 days. It's the same Faraday bag, but it has the Punisher on it, saying resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. That is a huge value, and you get a limited edition InfoWars silver round coin with it. For $249, these bags sell in stores for $400, $500 all day. Protects all your electronics. You can't be tracked with it. So that is so essential. Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. You are the resistance. And the limited edition final InfoWars coin. That is an amazing deal. And VIPs get it even at a lower price. And then InfoWars product fundraiser. April 30th is your last chance to get official InfoWars products. We'll still be battling them in court, but I'd say about a 90% chance that's the end of the original InfoWars logos, T-shirts, ball caps, all of it. The InfoWar is eternal and continues on, but InfoWars.com, that incarnation will be seized by the bad guys and the Bloomberg-funded vowed Satanist over at The Onion. So take advantage of that. Get all the T-shirts, ball caps, everything right now. And there's other big sales on the incredible methylene blue, bovine colostrum, methylene red, and everything else. But now is the time, a major fundraiser. And this is only running through Thursday night at midnight. And then one more day, you can be put in to win both the vehicles on Friday. So there's a lot of overlapping sales here. The $10 at checkout automatically taken off your bill. That's been running since last Thursday. That ends tonight. There's a whole bunch of sales, new sales being added every day. So be sure and check thealexjonesstore.com. And right there on the main page, you can also watch and listen to the show and find the show at thealexjonesstore.com. So that is a one-stop shop jump point in the fight against the globalists. So take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. You're the reason we fought through all this and never surrendered, leaving it all in the field. And we're going to be doing reviews of the great history of InfoWars, incredible victories we've had together coming up in the next few days. But this is a victory, not a time of sorrow. We have wrecked the enemy, and we've just got it started. We'll be right back. Now go to thealexjonesstore.com.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this?
I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them.
Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, lawyer and former Canadian now living in Florida, very popular talk show host, Viva Fry, will be riding a shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. We were going to be mainly speaking about what happened Friday at the correspondence dinner. Was it staged? Was it an op? What does that mean? We'll be looking at the angles and new developments. And it just goes to show the public does not believe anything they're told anymore, because the majority of people I know and what I see online, almost no one is buying the official story. Me, it looks like a crazy that came in and ran to the first line of security, low security, which is his own scandal. Was there a stand down? People say staged, it means like it didn't even happen. No, I think something happened, but there is something very fishy here. We'll talk to Viva Fry, who's got a very good analytical mind, in a moment. But it just started, so let's go to a few minutes of Caroline Levitt, who's about to take maternity leave, speaking about the latest developments and the charging of this individual. Here it is.
Such repeated, serious attempts on his life. First and foremost, the President, the First Lady, and everyone in this White House are extraordinarily grateful to the brave law enforcement professionals who sprang into action to apprehend the would-be assassin and keep all of us safe. The President would especially like to express his gratitude to the men and women of the United States Secret Service who acted with the utmost professionalism, courage, and sense of duty. This includes the heroic agent who took a bullet to the chest. Thankfully, he was saved by his bulletproof vest. Minutes after returning here to the White House, to the Oval Office, despite fighting Secret Service to try to stay and keep the dinner going on Saturday, ahead of addressing you here in the briefing room, President Trump was intent on speaking to this brave agent to ensure he was okay. And the agent assured the president that he was. As you know, I was seated next to President Trump and the First Lady when the shots were fired before Secret Service swiftly moved us to safety backstage. The President's calm in the face of chaos, while yet another individual was trying to take his life, was really remarkable to witness, and it's something I will never forget. President Trump is fearless because he loves this country, and he is willing to put his own life on the line to deliver on the promises that he made to the American public who elected him here into the highest office in the land. And while we are blessed to have a fearless president, we should not live in a country where such constant fear of political violence permeates our society every single day. We can and we should have fierce disagreement in this country. As you all know, we disagree often, myself in this role and all of you in the news media. But those disagreements must remain peaceful. Debating, peaceful protesting, and voting are how we need to settle disagreements, not bullets. Nobody in recent years has faced more bullets and more violence than President Trump. This political violence stems from a systemic demonization of him and his supporters by commentators, yes, by elected members of the Democrat Party, and even some in the media. This hateful and constant and violent rhetoric directed at President Trump day after day after day for 11 years has helped to legitimize this violence and bring us to this dark moment. Those who constantly falsely label and slander the president as a fascist, as a threat to democracy, and compare him to Hitler to score political points are fueling this kind of violence. The left-wing cult of hatred against the president and all of those who support him and work for him has gotten multiple people hurt and killed, and it almost did so again this weekend. When you read the manifesto of this shooter, ask yourselves, how different is the rhetoric from this almost assassin than what you read on social media and hear in various forums every single day? The answer, if you're being honest with yourself, is that there is no difference at all. Much of the manifesto of the would-be assassin is indistinguishable from the words that we hear daily from so many. For example, as the First Lady of the United States pointed out this morning, just 2 days prior to the shooting, ABC's late-night host Jimmy Kimmel disgustingly called First Lady Melania Trump an expectant widow. Who in their right minds says a wife would be glowing over the potential murder of her beloved husband? And having experienced what I did with the First Lady on Saturday night, I can tell you that she was anything but that. This kind of rhetoric about the president, the First Lady, and his supporters is completely deranged, and it's unbelievable that the American people are consuming it night after night after night. As President Trump said on Saturday night at this podium, we as Americans must recommit ourselves to resolving our differences peacefully and uniting around the shared values that make our country great. The deranged lies and smears against the president, his family, his supporters have led crazy people to believe crazy things, and they are inspired to commit violence because of those words. It has to stop. And one more point. Saturday night served as yet another reminder of how important it is to fund the Department of Homeland Security. It is shameful that the United States Congress has kept this vital agency defunded for 73 days, the longest shutdown of a federal agency in U.S. history. The Secret Service is a vital component of DHS, and it has been directly impacted by this reckless political gamesmanship. Everyone in this room who was there on Saturday night witnessed the heroes of Secret Service and federal law enforcement jump into action in the face of grave danger and uncertainty. Agents put their own lives in harm's way to protect the president, the first lady, the vice president, and members of the cabinet. One agent can be seen in video footage literally jumping onto the stage, not knowing where the attacker was or where the bullets were coming from at that point, to place his body in front of the President of the United States. These men and women are heroes.
All right, so that's a live press conference. We know the Democrats want to kill Trump. And people are trying to say Butler was staged. I've seen that was real. But did they then cover up an accomplice, another shooter? Did they cover up his background? 100%. Did Charlie Kirk get killed? Yeah. That'll be a 30-odd-6. Bullet didn't go through his throat? No. Through his neck. Did I first break that Kash Patel said he didn't want the Office of National Intelligence and the Office of Counterterrorism to investigate? Yep, it came out. What I told you was exactly what happened. I was told that by the people that were scared to say it themselves, who were there in the meeting. So there is cover-ups going on, but to say it's staged, what does that mean? They had lax security. They were standing around. The guy was able to run through the metal detectors. They stopped him before he got in the ballroom. They caught cops outside asleep in their cars. What does that mean? That the whole thing didn't happen? That Trump knew it was coming? I don't know. But there's a bigger issue of the public doesn't believe anything they're told because the system has lost all credibility, not just here, but around the world. Now, somebody I really respect, former CIA officer Larry Johnson, has laid out why he thinks it was staged. He says he thinks. He doesn't know, but he thinks. We'll ask Viva Fry his take on this in a moment. We got a lot of other issues with him as well, like the kill switches in all the cars, not just here, but now around the Western world. Where that's going from a legal standpoint, it's so incredibly Orwellian. I'm just glad it's getting massive attention now. It's one of the top trends. When they passed the law, no one would even believe what was happening 5 years ago. But here's Larry Johnson with Mario Nafal.
Well, first that he went running through the checkpoint. Nobody grabbed him or shot him. And that one of the facts, I'll put quotation marks, facts, is that he was shot. There's no evidence that he was shot. That is the thing that first drew my attention. Actually, it was a second thing.
And they later admitted he wasn't
shot. See him handcuffed laying on the ground. There are no bullet holes in him, at least in his torso. In a situation like that where you've got a guy with a visible firearm shooting, then you use deadly force. You stop it. You put him down. You shoot him in the torso. You shoot him in the head. He wasn't shot. He was just tackled. That's something wrong with that. That right off the bat.
Sorry to ask a silly question, but from, I know there were shots fired. You're saying the suspect was not shot whatsoever, or?
Yeah, I haven't seen any evidence of it whatsoever. You know.
That would be bizarre.
Yeah, you don't see. Yeah, so he's laying there handcuffed on the ground. Do you see an EMT over him administering first aid? No.
That's a good point.
Where's the, you know, cause normally you can go on to, there's a channel, it's called, Active Self-Protection. They show lots of videos of police shootings, and inevitably when the police shoot a guy, put him down, they immediately start doing CPR life-saving maneuvers. They just handcuff this guy and he's laying face down. No signs of bleeding whatsoever. So that's the first thing. The second thing though is, who was the first person escorted off the stage?
J.D. Vance.
Yeah. Bullshit. What is that? The number one guy on the stage is Donald Trump, not J.D. Vance. Donald Trump should, the Secret Service should have been all over. Look at this. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, 1006, 1007, 1008. So we got at least 15 seconds before the Secret Service respond, actually it's more like 30 seconds before the Secret Service responds to get Donald Trump off the stage. What the hell is that? That's not protocol. And I called up one of my buddies, old friend, good Lord, known him, 35 years, Larry Cunningham. Larry was, he was put in charge of Ronald Reagan's Secret Service detail after Reagan was shot. So about 6 months after Reagan was shot and recovered, Larry was put in charge of his detail. Larry went on to develop the training protocols and standards for Secret Service. And he's just like, he's saying, man, this is broken. The Secret Service is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. So this isn't just Larry Johnson. You know, I've been around enough to know what should be done, but you know, I saw that and said, that's wrong. And he confirmed it, and I confirmed it with another buddy of mine who was a member of the FBI hostage rescue team, and then later did a lot of contract work with CIA. So, you know, I'm talking to guys who are security professionals, who've been around enough, who've been in shooting incidents, and that's the thing that these two, my two friends, they go, how does this guy not get shot? He should have been lit up like a Christmas tree. I mean, you know, they should have been, they could have used him as a Swiss cheese model after getting filled in with that much lead. They didn't shoot him. Or if they shot him, got shot in the legs. But again, you're not, even if your leg's shot, you get the bullet in the right place, you sever a femoral artery, you're potentially bleeding out. You saw no urgency on the part of EMTs trying, roll him over, let's get, you know, examined. You don't see that. I think this thing was staged. I'll say it up front. This was staged. This was, it had some political purpose, whether it was designed to make Donald Trump look sympathetic, whatever. I'm not saying that this guy knew he was part of a staged incident, but he got played into doing it.
Yeah, he's saying there's a stand down. That has a lot of credibility. When I said not staged, I mean, a shooting happened. This went on. I don't think the cops were in on it, but I agree with what he's saying. That's where all the evidence points towards. Then you have Levitt saying shots will be fired tonight. Well, that's what you say about arguments or, you know, people fight with each other verbally. I don't think that adds credibility. But what does is Fox News calls mysteriously ends before Caroline Levitt's husband's warning. And he's sitting there with a female reporter saying, be safe tonight. This could be dangerous here. So this needs to be answered. That's a lot bigger than her saying shots fired. All right. Thanks for letting me do a 10-minute intro, Viva Fry. With all the great work you do with your popular show and research and you know, obviously legal background, looking at this, what do you think's going on?
Well, it's a problem. The reality is nobody's going to believe anything, and that is a sign of the times that we're in, is that no matter what happens, people are going to complain, criticize, or say it was staged, faked, whatever. Listening to Larry Johnson, all I'm saying here, watching him, you know, say it was staged because the guy wasn't lit up like a Christmas tree. If it's staged, why wouldn't they light him up like a Christmas tree? They're going to leave a guy who was a patsy
alive?
Just
like they got rid of Crooks because there was a second shooter. That's what I said, yeah.
Okay, so like, if
the Secret Service said there were a bunch of people behind them. They didn't want to kill innocent people.
Well, so that's my understanding as to why the shots might have been minimal is that there's friendly fire. But Larry makes a good point. Like, you take out the threat to the extent he's running in with a gun. And, you know, now that I've read his manifesto, and in his manifesto he says, I'll be dead unless the Secret Service is grossly incompetent and don't kill me, basically, is what he was suggesting. But if it was staged in the sense that, you know, this is all a big orchestrated event, you would think they would kill him. The fact that he didn't get killed might be a sign that security didn't act fast enough or lethal enough. But, you know, when people say staged also, let it happen on purpose, made it happen on purpose, you can always say that. But the bottom line is if you come out within 5 minutes and you say this is staged without any more evidence than that, everybody's been sort of, I say, radicalized or beaten into this seeing conspiracy theories everywhere in the absence of any evidence to support it. It's the default position. The reality, it looks like this kid is a radicalized lefty lunatic who decided to come in from California, realized that it's better to take the train because you don't get checked for firearms, checks into the hotel. And the other reality is that I don't view this necessarily as a security failure. It was a security success, and I'll put that in quotes, for the threat that they were facing, which was an ill-equipped, ill-trained, mentally unwell, radicalized idiot LARPing as a Grand Theft Auto assassin and who thought he's going to rain terror by running through a checkpoint when in reality he's not going to get very far. So it's a security success for the level of the threat that they've faced. The issue becomes, what if you face a threat that's actually far more trained, far more capable than some radicalized lefty loon who got, you know, radicalized on Blue Sky because he's, you know, in his insane asylum over there. And then the question becomes, you know, to the extent they're not checking security of people in the vicinity, you have counter protesters where you know you're going to have Trump and Vance under the same roof. Lord knows what could have been done if it were, you know, someone brought something in a vehicle or if you had a group of trained militants. So, yeah, you know, let it happen on purpose, made it happen on purpose, whatever. The event happened until evidence to the contrary. You can hypothesize as to the security weaknesses that facilitated this. But the bottom line is the security met the level of the threat, which was an incompetent LARPing would-be assassin who writes a memorandum or a manifesto basically illustrating the degree to which he thinks he's so capable that he's going to go run in there and do something, you know.
Well, exactly. And then that's what I said Saturday and Sunday after I had time to research it. I said, looks like a real guy before the manifesto came out. All that still looks like low-level security, which they admit that they didn't have the highest level security. So that's a question of who's behind that. And then I love how you're supposed to be in a camp. Either it's staged right away or it's not staged. So I said, is it staged? And then said, I think it probably wasn't. And then Laura Loomer says, I said it was staged. I'm a traitor to the enemy. Everybody else then says, no, you're a traitor saying it wasn't staged. Well, like I'm getting brownie points from Trump or something. Trump attacks me. I just report what I really believe instead of thinking what's popular or what do I want to believe. And I've been doing this 32 years. The left was always the super irrational ones. And the right's still better about it. But a lot of the pro-Trump people are very irrational and don't want to even investigate. A lot of the people that were pro-Trump that now hate him, just everything has to be attributed bad to him. It's beyond a radicalization. It's a dumbing down. What would you call this process?
Well, I say it's tribalism, but I put out a tweet the other day where, like, you know, you say tribalism is not a partisan issue. It's a human condition. And so you're going to see as much tribalism on the right as you are on the left. And right now, because President Trump is in power and the Republican or the conservatives are in power, the tribalism, the shutting down of any dissident voice, the demonizing of anybody who dares criticize is coming from the party that's in power.
That's the perfect word. We are going back to tribalism.
Yeah, but tribalism has, you know, I don't want to say genealogical. I don't want to get smarter than I am, but it has evolutionary reasons for existing.
It's a survival mechanism.
It's a survival mechanism, especially when you're, you know, when the party in power is the one that you want to be tribalist for, because that's how you see yourself ensuring your own political preservation. And it explains a lot of the reactions from a lot of the most vocal tribalists out there.
And then the tribalists say, even though this war is disastrous, it's going to kill the recovery, and they don't want to see that. They just think getting behind the leader, cutting off the thinking process, they then see us as enemies of MAGA, even though we're trying to get it back on course, and that's why tribalism is so dangerous.
Well, there's no question. Tribalism is effectively, you cease thinking critically, and you start thinking in groupthink, and it's not anything that is unique to the left. It's a human condition. When it comes to this, I mean, look, we are all in the area of, you know, conspiracy reality that has traumatized us to immediately see the most wild conspiracies right off the bat and to trust absolutely nothing. I mean, the amount of tweets I see that say, I don't believe a thing the government says. Oh, okay, fine. I mean, I appreciate that. But if the government says you need to drink 2 cups of water a day, I know independently I need to drink 2 cups of water a day. So the fact that the government says something and the government systematically lies doesn't mean that everything they say
exactly.
is false.
You've got to be, and when Kennedy does good stuff and releases a bunch of good documents, or Gabbard does, you got to realize there's good guys too, not just give up and say everything's bad. But here's an example of tribalism. The Scots couldn't be defeated for 400 years by the British because they were tough and they were tribal. That is a mechanism for survival that is there. But in the modern complex world, when you just go to tribalism like Black Lives Matter or whatever it is, now you switch up the thinking processes. Is extremely dangerous. And in the globalist white papers they talk about, as they dumb us down, we're going to become more tribal, which was their goal.
Well, no, absolutely. And, you know, people, you think historically tribalism kept civilizations alive for hundreds of years. The reality in politics, however, is that the political tides shift very quickly. And sometimes tribalism doesn't ensure success. It actually ensures failure. And so by shutting down and silencing the dissenting, righteously critical voices, you might ensure your survival for a month or two, but not for the long run, because it's not going to make things any different in reality. It's
well, that's right. I mean, Erwin Rommel was a Nazi and was pro-Hitler, but when he started saying Hitler's Russia war and all, we have to do peace, they made him take cyanide. If they'd have listened to him, the Nazis would have survived. But they killed all the generals that told them the truth because the tribalism had kicked in.
No, but absolutely. And so the reality here, the question is going to be, why even have this event? You have J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. I mean, those are number one and number two under the same roof, where you literally have unhinged counter-protesters across the street, people checking into the hotel without any security, apparently, from multiple accounts, not just from this idiot's manifesto. You know, Brendan Strzok, I think there were a number of others reporting, no security whatsoever. And
Carrie Lake. And so, yeah, the scandal is, who did this? Was this a stand-down to get Trump killed?
Or another weak security. You can't have this many lapses of security where, had it been someone trained who knew what they were doing, the outcome would have been different.
So, I went to an opera a few months ago in Miami, or outside Miami, and it was the same security they had here. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
You have a ticket to get through the first line, then they check your ticket, you go through magnetometers, and if women had bags, they checked them. This was literally the same level that I went to an opera through at the Hard Rock Cafe.
When I went to the Charlie Kirk Memorial in Arizona, I'm like, you know, I'm realistic. I say, this is just the illusion of safety. It's the illusion of security. But, you know, in this event where you've now had at least three, but it's more like five or six attempts on Donald Trump's life, and you have lapse after lapse after lapse. You had the Butler lapse, which was the Pac-Man perimeter that no one's ever going to tell me makes any sense other than a Lee Hop. And then you have the exact same lapse in Charlie Kirk's assassination. Then you have, you know,
Remember the Florida lapse?
Yeah, Ryan Ruth is scouting out a view on the whole four of Mar-a-Lago. And so the security rose to the level of the incompetence of Cole Allen under this particular circumstance. The real question is, what would have happened if it were a trained assassin or someone coming in with a group of trained people, explosives and whatever? And then you get into the conspiracy of people saying, oh, it was a setup so that they can justify the argument to the ballroom. That's why you had all these people tweeting out the logical, obvious thing. The reality is, the security issues for the ballroom was the reason for it in the first place. It wasn't a response to this incident. It was the predicating factor to the building of the ballroom in the first place. So
that's right. I've also seen insane stuff that trended that Erica Kirk had this stage to make her look like a victim. Totally insane. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
For as long as I've been an info warrior, 18 years, and Texan, born and raised, so I know like knives like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm like horrible with equipment. I'm like very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife coming back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or something for like $40. We'll be right back. I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Viva Fry, lawyer, popular talk shows, really smart guy, Viva Barnes Law, levels.com, the Viva Fry show on X. Fry is F-R-E-I. Be sure and follow him. Everybody knows who he is. Now, I want to finish up on the Trump thing and where this is going. I want to hit a whole bunch of other big subjects with you, obviously, in the Iran war and more. But here is an AI video. I woke up at 5 a.m. this morning. I slept in today. And I go to the Trends on X. The top thing was this AI video. And I noticed like half the people thought it was real. But this is basically what the general public, I think, not a consensus, but a majority, do think this is what happened. And that Trump wanted to play victim. Listen, I'm a critic of Trump when I got something real I can prove. But I just can't, because something's popular, go along with it and say it and agree with it, that, okay, then we know for sure Trump was part of this to play hero. There are a bunch of Democrats who want to kill him. I've had people trying to kill me. There is political violence from them, so you can't just discount that. Here's the short AI video that basically used real video composites, and it is very convincing that you're, like, reading Trump's mind. Here it is.
What the f*** is this Israeli magician talking about? Will he shut the f*** up already? Any minute now. Come on, I need this ballroom. Where's the damn assassin? Finally. Works every time.
Come on. Come on, Spider Cash. Now's your time to shine. I can't do it. Not tonight. Not tonight.
Don't look at her. Do not look at her, Bobby. I'm finally free. This is it. Sweet freedom.
Butter chicken, tikka masala, biryani, naan, samosa, tandoori chicken, curry, dal vindaloo, palak paneer.
Obviously that's a joke, but I saw him acting like it was real or thinking, yes, well, this is the truth. Now, here's that clip I mentioned of the Fox reporter who is sitting with Caroline Leavitt's husband. She's up on the stage, and he says, hey, you need to be really careful tonight. Then her phone cuts out. And people think, oh, that's a conspiracy. Well, if you're watching all the shows that night, there were so many people on the phone, they were all cutting out. But they need to answer the question now, because this is out, because this could be serious. What did you hear was coming? You know, was there a stand down? Here's the clip.
I want to just quickly tell you, I was sitting next to Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary's husband. He was one of our guests. He was seated right next to me. And, you know, right as the dinner was starting, you know, the national anthem happened, and then he kind of leaned over and said, you know, I watched you on TV, you did a great job, you need to be very safe. And he was just very serious when he said that to me. And he kind of looked around the room and he said, you know, there are some...
Sounds like we lost Aisha's phone there. And this happens, by the way, especially when you have so many people attempting to utilize the same cell service at the same time. I did want to add this while we had a moment.
And then I checked. We never found out what she was to say. Viva Fry, I think she needs to go public. We need to hear what Caroline Leavitt's husband said.
Yeah, but they're stating the obvious. I mean, it's true. It's always true. And whenever you go out, people say, be safe, you know, keep your head on a swivel. These are things that people say at all events, especially when there's an event that the president is present at. I mean, the reality is, I would imagine they're talking more like when you go walk among the protesters, you people who are of the conservative right have no, you know, identifiable faces. There's protesters across the street. You're going to have to go mingle with these people and they want to harm you. You know, Trump and JD.
Sure, we're not trying to cover up a conspiracy. We're going with the most logical Occam's razor thing. Maybe it's something else, but exactly. This is a dangerous place to be. They've told Trump it's too dangerous. Don't do it. Here he is in a low security environment. I would be concerned too.
You know, that's the major issue. I mean, you presume they cordon off the area, but, you know, and I go back to the Charlie Kirk Memorial where the biggest deterrent was that they made everybody walk in for the last, you know, mile or 2 miles from the event. And that's a deterrent for, you know, bad faith actors, car bombs and et cetera. But, you know, people can stake things out the night before. You're dealing with a highly populated area that doesn't seem to be closed off to the public except for the two floors of the event. And there are many, many ways to stage something, stage it not in the sense of artificially, to coordinate an event, to have a series of events, an explosion, and then, you know, many more than one person.
Well, let's raise it. You could have a hotel employee, this was months out announced, could decide to do it. What if one of a police officer, look at who killed Anwar Sadat, was one of the military in the parade. That shows the esprit de corps, our military and police aren't perfect, but the fact of the vetting process that we don't see cops and Secret Service killing presidents. Imagine if we were like an Islamic country, that's a regular deal.
But well, I mean, that was my thought as well. You know, if they're going to do it, I don't know who makes the food for the president. I presume he's got his own separate meal. But even the staff, the hotel, the bottom line, it was an extremely exposed area. And probably not ideal to have number one and number two under the same roof at the same time when there are agitators across the street and known threats. One thing, just to get back to Larry Johnson's statement earlier on, where people were saying, look at how fake this is. They took J.D. Vance out 20 seconds before Trump. My retort to that is, whatever happens, you're going to criticize it. Someone might say they took Trump out and they didn't even know if they were taking him into a secure or dangerous, more dangerous spot. So, you know, the idea that they didn't rush him off stage, where are they going to rush him to? They don't yet know exactly where the threat is coming from and if they're moving him into a more dangerous spot.
Well, then so, Trump minutes later pushed back to the entrance behind the curtains to the stage. And they go, oh, look, he knew it wasn't a threat. No, it turns out he was saying, no, we're having the event go forward.
It's we're in the realm of no matter what happens, people are going to say it's staged. No matter what happens, they're going to interpret it in the way to fuel their foregone conspiracy theories. There are good faith actors who sincerely don't believe and want to try to understand. There are legitimate bad faith actors who want to sow discord, sow confusion. And I believe that there are a number of, you know, funded agitators who are out there spreading conspiracy theories.
Sure.
On the one hand.
Sure. So how do we navigate this? Because now the Great Awakening's here, but it has this weird derivative or blowback in that some people just don't believe anything. And you're right. I mean, take on the other side. Laura Loomer attacked me a whole bunch in huge posts. I got millions of views saying, Jones says it's totally staged. He's scum. And she knew full well I was saying the opposite, but she just did that because I'm on the target list and she obviously works for Israel in my view. And so with her, she now lies out of hand. She's always been crazy, but she just, I mean, but imagine lying. And even when people counted her with hundreds of posts saying, no, he says it's real, she just kept doubling down. Like, what is that cuckoo town?
Well, first of all, it's also the price that comes with notoriety for our Sunday show with Robert Barnes. And I put in that the title was Another Attempt on Trump. And I put a question mark just as in to say, like, a hyperbolic, oh, my God, another attempt on Trump. And then people interpreted from that title before the show even started that I was somehow undermining it or saying it was staged when, the number one thing people can do is just take 24 hours and wait until the news comes in before saying the day of the Charlie Kirk assassination, Israel just shot Charlie Kirk. But you are now a target, Alex, in terms of a political target where no one's going to give you the benefit of the doubt. And so you have to make sure that no one's going to even take for granted that you make a joke. They're going to pretend it was a serious statement. But the attacks coming out and Laura Loomer came out and blamed it on Joe Kent. And I'm like, first of all, Joe Kent has been out of the administration for a month. Cash Patel, in his lawsuit against The Atlantic last week, was touting the successes of the FBI in terms of having taken down these domestic terrorist organizations. And it's just motivated reasoning. You know, when I was younger, I used to play golf with my dad, and I would often be in the woods. And he says, whenever you're in the woods looking for your golf ball, anything that's white is going to catch your attention, and you're going to think anything that's white is your ball. When you are arguing from conclusions, you are going to just take something and jam it into fitting your conclusions. People hate Joe Kent. We still don't know what the classified information that he leaked was. I mean, we just still don't know if he was under investigation. But set that aside. That defamation campaign is already, long past. To blame it on Joe Kent, who also, from what I understand in the post-God community noted, was involved in international counterterrorism, not domestic counterterrorism. But you have Cash Patel, literally in that Atlantic defamation lawsuit, touting the successes of the FBI. And if it's anybody's fault, and I don't even think it's Cash Patel's fault, because the security rose to the level of the threat for this occasion.
Sure, the point is, it is preposterous to blame Joe Kent. It's just, it's like absolutely insane.
It is like all roads lead to the foregone conclusion that you want to keep getting out, keep beating this dead horse, make, Joe Kent public enemy number one, because of the politics behind it. It was
because he dares to challenge who I believe is her obvious employer, Netanyahu.
Because he dares to say what he thinks is the right thing to do, despite it being politically unpopular. And I mean, I had Joe Kent on shortly after that. And, I did ask him, at the time, I said, like, you knew that what you were doing was going to be politically damaging. Why decide to do it that way? Because whether or not
he said in his letter, he said, I'm doing it to get Trump to course correct.
Yeah, I mean, because, there have been other members of the administration that have left, and I said, they're not going to make a stink, and they're not going to make a statement that's going to undermine the administration that they want to succeed. And Joe Kent obviously thinks this was the way to do it, to force a course correction, to cause this administration to succeed.
Hey, why do you think I said 25th Amendment if he wants to destroy a whole civilization overnight? Didn't mean 25th Amendment. It means if he keeps doing it, I knew Trump would come after me. I knew a lot of listeners would hate me for it, but we had to stop total war. I mean, that's our job.
Well, the amazing thing is, first of all, when I say they don't give the enemy the benefit of the doubt and they wouldn't take a hyperbolic statement as hyperbole, they'll take it as a literal statement of fact. You knew you were walking into it when I heard that ring out, that's it. They're going to pretend it was not hyperbolic, totally serious, that they're trying to stage a coup. And that's how you do it after all. You publicly broadcast it to tens of millions of people. But when I had on someone from the very much the pro-Iran side, and I'm like, if that tweet, the argument is that tweet was never meant to be literally, so you can't You know, you can't read into the loss of faculties that way. They said, well, if it was intended to be serious and if it was intended to be literal, would you then hypothetically contemplate the 25th Amendment? And, you know, then they say, well, no, not really. We'd have to go through Congress and we do everything else, you know, except for invoking the 25th.
I said it was to get Trump's attention.
Well, first of all, even when you said it, and I, you know, the people ragging on Barnes, even when you said it as a hyperbolic, you know, statement, Barnes came out and said, no, it's even harder than impeachment. You're not going to 25th if you can't impeach. So what you likely need to do is get some form of, you know, another form of intervention.
Yeah, put Trump in a straitjacket, which was hyperbole to get his attention.
Look, you're never going to get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to those types of statements. But the bottom line, you know,
I made the statement again. If he starts saying a whole civilization dies tonight, never to return, and all the Israeli pundits are saying, use nukes, I will come out and say it again. I knew exactly what I was doing. I didn't build up a giant audience to do all this to sit around on the sidelines. I'm trying to do good work. And that's the whole point of this is just groveling to Trump and his worst advisors is the worst course. We need to be all hands on deck on his ass getting him back on the narrow.
Well, I mean, that is, you know, back in the day, back with the initial strikes in July where people were saying, call them influencers as the most, easiest way to denigrate their reach. If someone has influence, it's not because they're an influencer. It's because they put out ideas that convince people and that influence.
It's because they're popular pundits with popular analysis and popular stories. And it's people that have trust with the public.
Well, I would say popular people will demean that and say, well, popularity doesn't.
We'll just call them respected leaders.
We'll call them, you influence because of the quality of the thought. You don't influence based on low-level, low-IQ propositions.
Well, if we're so dumb, why has he got to respond to us?
Yeah, well, that's the other question. If you're so dumb, on the one hand, you're doing it for clicks, Alex, but you're also losing audience members, like these mutually incompatible attacks, no matter what happens.
Let's be clear. Overall, I don't care, because it always comes back even bigger. I lost audience and lost money doing that, okay? But I don't do that for that, but I see it. So, yeah, it's the opposite.
Well, but that's the irony. If you gain an audience, they call you a grifter. If you lose an audience, they say you're so dumb and you're losing an audience and that's how wrong you are. So again, it's the motivated reasoning. Whatever happens, they're going to spin it to justify their criticism.
Well, I respect my audience enough and because the majority are understand it and totally agree with me. In fact, they're more mad than I am at Trump, but it's still a large minority. I don't want to lose them, but I respect them enough to tell them what I really think and then think they're going to be smart enough to come back, which has always happened.
You know, what's amazing, and I face it to a lesser degree, and I'm not even sure, how organic or authentic it is, but people say, you've come out, Viva, and said things that are a betrayal to your audience. And like, first of all, my audience listens to me because I say what I honestly and sincerely believe, and I have that audience because they come to hear what I have to say. If I wanted to be captured by anybody, there's no difference between audience capture, sponsor capture, and censorship capture. And if anybody thinks that they're going to say, well, I used to follow you, but now you're saying things I don't like, and you're betraying your audience, so you better shut up or, say what I want you to say. Well, thanks. I didn't want any form of capture in the first place, and that's why you're here, because there is no form of capture.
I was about to say, I turned down $50 million a year from the Democrat Party 7 years ago before they came after me to not sell out. So I sure as hell ain't going to sell out because you unfollow me. Plus, the way my brain works, I think yours is the same. I'm so into logic, so into what I really believe the truth is, and trying to figure it out like a puzzle or like a bird dog trying to get a bird, that it's just instinctive. It's like I couldn't even imagine having to gauge what I did and worry about it and then see with what I thought was most popular and go that way. That's stagnancy. A leader does what they think is right, even when it's unpopular, to lead people out of it.
No, I had an experience today where I forget who the leftist rag of a journalist was, and he puts out some pithy tweet that says, I thought D.C. was safe. What happened, Trump? And I respond to him, and I said, like, A, D.C. is still exponentially safer now than it was under Biden. What happened here is a lefty lunatic decided to come in from California bearing arms to wreak havoc. And then a response to my tweet is, go back to Canada. Like, what bothers me, it doesn't bother me that someone doesn't like what
That's
I have
right.
to say.
They never intellectually respond to the logical discussion. They just jump to some other gotcha.
Well, yes, but typically that stupid jackass of a response came from the left. It came from what I would criticize.
Oh, no. I'm seeing pro-Trump, white-pilled, neocon, never-Trumper people. They hit me with Sandy Hook now and Democrat talking points.
Yeah, I know. They hit you with, oh, hey, have you paid off your billion-dollar judgment yet? To which one would respond, has Trump paid off the $485 million injustice that came out of New York or the $80 million injustice that came from E. Jean Carroll? Like, this is what pisses me off. It's not that I might lose a subscriber, a follower. I don't give a sweet bugger all. I was doing this with nothing back in the day and was doing it out of the passion. What bothers me is seeing people who I thought were on the side of reason, rational thought, open discourse, open dialogue, First Amendment constitutional rights, acting like the exact same buffoons that the left were acting like back under Biden.
And that's because they're getting talking points. It's a politico. So let's shift gears into that. Then I want to get into the war. I want to get into the kill switches in all the cars, not just here, but all over the modern world, where that's going as the public awakens. But obviously, we're closing Thursday. Well, there's a miracle. There is a hearing. They've obviously gotten word at the Onion, fun about Bloomberg. That's the case. All this is going on. We'll have the Alex Jones Network kick on the next day. People can find all that, obviously, you know, all the sites and on X and everywhere else. But you followed my case quite a bit. You obviously co-host with one of the lawyers that worked on it, so you know it even better than I do from a legal parlance. But just looking at what they've done and knowing that the CIA and FBI is on record behind it, funding it, and then having Trump come out and say in his post, yeah, you're the bad Sandy Hook guy, your brain's fried, you owe $1.5 billion, you're a joke, when the same Paul Weiss law firm quarterbacked all this that settled with him for $40 million and admitted they engaged, quote, in illegal activity. And they settled for $40 million in public service, and they wrote off last year part of their public service suing me. So they're riding off public service for $40 million. Part of it is suing me, and Trump is literally with the Paul Weiss law firm, with his Democrat Party lawyer that's now the head of the DOJ, in ABC News saying, yeah, Alex Jones is a crackpot, and killing Ed Martin's investigation into their weaponization against me, which is open and shut.
Alex, you know, the old expression, who said it? The song, you always hurt the ones you love, or familiarity breeds contempt. And again, this is not destructive criticism against Trump. This is constructive criticism. It's disappointing to see anybody use the lawfare that was done against you, but especially someone who is the victim of the very same type of lawfare, who's still the victim of it, using it as though it was somehow righteous and legitimate against you.
Let's be clear. He has the same tire tracks of the same law firm over him. It's not like he's using the same tactics. He's siding with the very group.
I would say take it as flattery that he was so offended by your criticism that this is how he had to respond. And people are human. People act out of ego. People act, rashly. And you hope that, I still hope that Trump comes back and makes amends with Marjorie Taylor Greene, with Thomas Massie.
I do too. God, I'd love to salvage him. Do you think there's any chance?
Well, I'd say touch wood. That's the way success will be reached. That's the way a populist invigoration come midterms will be reached.
By the way, and you know this. All the polls show it. His attacking his original base is disastrous.
Well, people are just going to disregard the polls depending on who they come from. And they're going to go back to that CNN poll that says 100% support what he's doing now, as if CNN, which is fake news, is coming out with suddenly accurate news when it comes to bogus polls that nobody believes.
By the way, and the first tweet attacking me, or True Social, it's crazy. He goes, oh, remember fake CNN, and later he endorses CNN in the poll.
Well, that's where, you know, I said this when I was, I think it was on Patrick Bet-David, where it's like, you know, I read that post, and I just read it as a lawyer, as a student of philosophy, from a logic perspective. In one and the same post, you can't say CNN is fake news, and also CNN gives me 100% approval rating. And so, to the extent they do that, and I believe they are fake news, if you view that approval rating, 100%, as sabotage, you will certainly digest that bullcrap pull from CNN accordingly. But it is... Look, you get insulted and people lash out.
Let's go back to this, because as a legal mind, you read that, either the person's crazy and has dementia, or they think you're an idiot. Like, it's like a sick joke. CNN's totally fake. Nothing they say is true. By the way, they say I'm totally popular I'm 100%.
I'm not saying this to cover my ass, because you don't only see bad logic among people with dementia. So, you know, people often employ bad logic, inconsistent thought, inconsistent reasoning, even in one of the same posts. It's the purpose of debate.
That'd be like if I said on one of those review sites, I got food poisoning at this place. It's absolutely horrible. The food's crap. The service is terrible. By the way, it's the best restaurant in the world, and I'm not going there tomorrow.
Yeah, someone would say you're being paid to say that. No, the bottom line, they are mutually incompatible, illogical statements to make in one and the same statement. It's the power of debate where you can flesh it out. And again, I hope to sensitize the administration to the fact that CNN is fake news. Maybe CNN is now saying it's 100% because they're like trying to buy into the good graces of Trump after their whatever mergers coming up in the future. But the bottom line, yeah, it's a mutually incompatible statement to make in one and the same statement. And then the question is you have to look at it accordingly. And maybe, just maybe, CNN doesn't have Trump's best interests in their mind. And maybe, just maybe, them putting out that bogus poll that nobody believes except for the most siloed sycophants, maybe they're doing it for their own political
agenda.
And
it was only done because the corporation that owns it is pro-Israel and are Likudniks and want war. 100% believe in your war. Trump, 100% of MAGA is behind you. No, I'd say more than half is totally pissed off at you and freaked out. So, you know, to me, the logic here is very, very simple. We've been proven right about the Strait of Hormuz being closed. We're 58, 59 days in. Internally, they admit it's a total disaster. Should I have just gone along and said, yeah, let Trump go into a disaster? I mean, you would think he would wake up by now.
You would do that only if you wanted to be an intellectual sellout or someone who wanted to ensure access. And that's those are the camps of people who have been the cheerleaders since this went down. And you see how it ages. They can never be wrong. It's not a war. It's just strategic strikes. Okay, it's a war, but it won't be a prolonged war. Oh, it's not a new war because this war has been going on for 47 years. They can never admit that, okay, we made a mistake and now we have to reassess. It's the continual moving
and
of the
goalposts. And Trump's declared victory 30 times. He said we've had regime change like 15 times. He says the Strait of Hormuz is open 11 times.
It wasn't supposed to be regime change. There was not supposed to be regime change. You know, that was put there. And then people saying, no, you're wrong. This is what you voted for because you didn't listen to the Barbara Walters interview from 1987.
Trump has dementia, but he definitely sounds delusional now to say one day, I don't need the Strait. They can figure it out. Next day, open the effing Strait. We've got to open it. I mean, he's just all over. And now, well, I killed their leadership, so that's regime change, though the regime's still there. I mean, it's like,
well, Alex, you had the same people celebrating that the straits were closed. All of these tankers empty were coming to America to get crude oil. And then when people were saying, well, that's going to jack up prices here, they're going to say, well, that's the short-term pain for the long-term gain. That was one talking point. And then when the straits were announced open the same Friday of that week, then they're like, hoorah, success, the straits are open. The same people who said, success, the straits are closed, are now cheerleading, hooray, the straits are open.
And then he blockaded it again because they blocked it, so he could say he blocked it. And they went, yay, more DHS.
Well, the bottom line is, you know, if you are intellectually consistent and you fear any form of God, you're going to be true to yourself and you're going to be true to others and you're going to say what you feel is right and righteous and well justified under the circumstances, however unpopular it is.
I just know watching the flip flopping makes me feel insane. I mean,
it feels like gaslighting a little bit, but it's war, and so, you know, things are tumultuous.
The first casualty of war is the truth.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller. Navy blue with red InfoWars on it and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts
and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This is a short segment, so I want to be selfish here and ask some his legal views, not legal advice on something. I want to get into the good news, how big an awakening there is on so many subjects like the kill switches in cars that have been there for under law for 5 years, and the systems have been there longer than that, but now they're codifying it. With Viva Fry. But back to my case, I know you cover it all the time, which I appreciate, because it's so historic. There's all sorts of, my lawyers are telling me, where when people say we're taking something over to destroy its brand and hurt a person, there's all sorts of laws on that. So when I say we're gone Thursday, that's just because the receiver's turning off the power of the lights. But they've done that before. So, but they're so reckless. I don't know if you followed all the craziness. They're going to wear my skin, all of this. It's just so wild-eyed. What advice or like views you have on this? Because it's a big deal. And we've survived so many of these attacks. People think it's like Chicken Little. No, you know the law. You follow the case. It's 100% real. We've been through this. And now one part of me kind of wants to get shut down, but I'm still fighting hard because I want to show people how real it is, Viva.
It is, like, Alex, I was in Texas for your, I put it in quotes, trial, but the trial was only on the quantum because you had been defaulted into liability. I don't know if it's inevitable. It looks like it's inevitable at this point, but let them have it. I mean, they'll have it. They'll turn InfoWars into what the team over at Project Veritas turned Project Veritas into. They don't understand. They think it's going to be funny that they're going to use it to try to destroy your legacy by turning InfoWars into the Onion, which
they tell,
you know,
the New York Times, we're going to confuse people and tell lies to hurt him. I mean, my lawyers are like, this is guaranteed lawsuit victory, though. I mean, they're
well, that's the issue. Separate causes of action here, like under the bankruptcy, like they'll sell off your assets. The malicious degradation of value is a separate issue, but what they're certainly going to argue is that it's not malicious degradation of value. They are now going to try to maximize value for the new stakeholders, which are actually not your audience. But the bottom line is, it will fade into nothing. They will have stolen your property, squandered it, destroyed it, and you're going to go start whatever it's going to be, the real Alex Jones, and you are going to pull a James O'Keefe with your platform. Nobody tuned in to InfoWars, you know, not for you. And anybody else owns InfoWars, and if they shove you out of it or you have nothing to do with it, it's going to go the way of the dodo bird. And whatever you start up on, you know, by way of side, not even side project, new project, is going to be what people tune in for because it was an intuitive persona platform called InfoWars, but it was you. Separate causes of action, like deliberate impersonation, malicious impersonation. I don't know what statutes there would be in Texas or in America, you know, more broadly, but they're announcing their malicious intent to destroy your reputation.
They told me the legal names the last few days, and I'm trying to remember, but they said it's pretty much open and shut. And I'm not going to tell them what's about to happen, but they're in for a real treat. I mean, I get that they're going to deep six it. And they even admit that. They go, we'll probably have a 6-month run for you, run in the ground. Ah. I mean, that's their mission. I have to fight to the end because they're trying to set the precedent with me for everybody else. But they're in for some real treats, saying we want to destroy him. We want to wear his skin. We want to confuse his audience.
Well, it's what they wanted your likeness for so that they can put out messages in your voice, in your face, to confuse the general public and I don't know what impersonation laws could apply, unlawful impersonations, malicious, but let him keep talking because, you know, the pride goeth before the fall, and they are sufficiently haughty and sufficiently think that they have the system on their side. Let them keep talking. I'm surprised, and we'll see what happens in the bankruptcy, but I think it's inevitable. You're going to start up a new project. It's going to be under your name and people are going to flock to you.
No, I mean, it's the Alex Jones Network. And the feeds, and there's a new news site, and the app, you know, has the feeds, alexjonesapp.com, on Android and all that for free. And we already, the new owners I'm going to work for as a news director, so they can't shut me down because I just worked there.
All your old content is copyright free in any event, or it's public domain in any event, so they're not going to be able to make money off of that, I don't think.
Contracts on the site 25 years ago and still saying this is all free to air, non-exclusive license, belongs to the earth. Just like I can publish a book and say no copyright, and it's gone. It's free. And I did that because I had to constantly sign documents every week for Access TV, local TV radio stations wanted to air my films or air my show, but they only wanted to air it here or there. They didn't want to sign a contract to air the syndication. So I was constantly signing contracts to be able to air it, and so I had lawyers write things up that were just a general form. They are so screwed because of that. I mean, in fact, they got a big problem. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knife, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife, comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and...
Particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or sell them for like $40. We'll be right back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, after Viva leaves us, I'm going to get into the Lone Star Tech. You're going to get the full story here, which I don't say, like, I got the full story. I'm super smart. I mean, we're all being hit by this. The public needs to get the bottom of the rabbit hole. And I see everybody else reporting on it, and it's really huge now, thank God. But people don't get the full story about how it was made in a lab and released and what the larger plan is. How it gives you a meat allergy so you can't eat beef, and how they admit that's the plan, and how then Bill Gates has been caught spreading them around the country doing open-air research with the ticks. I mean, so he can make us eat his lab-grown meat. It is totally insane. But I wanted to go to Viva Fry, really great political and legal mind, about AI tracking systems in the cars, cameras that watch you, behavioral systems, bylaws. You know, 5 years ago they passed it in the U.S. that by this year all the car companies have to put it in. From all my sources and research that's come out, for over a decade, any fancy car already has this. They call it driver assist, safety stuff. I've been driving before looking down too much, and it'll start beep, 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 saying, hey, are you tired? Are you tired? And then now they're saying it'll just take over and pull you the side of the road. Danny has a Korean-made car, and it does it to him all the time if he's looking down and stuff. They'll also now know if you have a cell phone in your hand, like, hey, you're not supposed to do that. It's not just like you're driving around your neighborhood so you don't put your seatbelt on, so it's like bing, 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 bing. These new things know if you put the seatbelt behind you because you're riding around the ranch or something and it's still plugged in, it tells you and it knows that. It's smart. It's hooked in, and they admit this with the new meta glasses and other things. It all goes back and gets flagged by humans that are watching it. So you got dudes with Google goggles and now meta glasses. This is one example that Wired Magazine talked about. And they're watching somebody rail their girlfriend or wife, and they're all sitting back just watching it, enjoying themselves, because it flags it, goes, sex is being recorded. This could be illegal. So then it flags it. Now humans are watching it. I mean, this is a nightmare Pandora's box. We know 15 years ago, Alexa's listening to you, the phones, Siri, all that, but people would never listen to me. They're like, oh yeah, it's listening to me. Yeah, that's how you prompt it. It's listening. Now I see this huge awakening in Congress. I see it trending. People are talking about it to me on the street. So that's a whole other story here that finally people are getting it because they said, oh, if you've been drinking or tired, you can't drive. They don't care. They're being surveilled, but hey, you don't take my car away from me. Well, the whole plan with driverless cars is to say they're 10, 15, 20 times safer, put insurance on human drivers and phase out humans. That's the plan. So how do we, big rant there. Let's get into it.
Well, I mean, there was the whole issue about why they're allowing, you know, foreigners, illegal aliens who barely speak English to drive frickin' 18-wheeler trucks. And there's a theory, call it a conspiracy theory, that the reason is to create sufficient chaos that the action reaction from the government is to regulate and automate. And now, you know,
stop you. You're totally right. I played these clips a month ago. California, you name it. They pull over a black African lady. She doesn't know how to start it and doesn't even know how to turn the lights on. And the cop says, well, you can go ahead and go. And she drives off with the lights off into the dark in an 18-wheeler.
The Indian guys, and I'm not trying to pick on any particular race. I'm sure there's a few Russians and Eastern Europeans who also can't read road signs. But the videos that we've seen, these Indian from India drivers can't read the road signs. And then you have them going over the bridge. I think it was in Michigan, but I might be wrong on the state. Presumably because they don't realize the weight capacity of the bridge, crush the bridge. It happens in Canada.
Well, no, and they don't know about height deals. They don't know. They think you can go down an interstate highway at 80 and turn on the highway and go back the wrong direction. Have you seen those videos?
I've seen it in real life in Florida, Alex. I'm on the 441. I see an 18-wheeler crossing four lanes of highway to get onto the other side, the northbound highway. It's like, this is insanity. Like, it's not just that I have to watch
well,
in front of me.
Well, that's because in India, they do that. They turn around on your highway and come back at you.
And it's also an amazing thing, like, When you worry about your own insurance, I got a big Bronco and I know it's 7 feet of clearance. So I'm not going into anything that's 6'9". I used to live in Canada. There was a bridge. It's like people and some of these drivers, maybe local as well, but don't pay attention to these things. But the problem is you have a government which opened the borders to everybody, illegals, no vetting whatsoever.
And it turns out that the investigations in California, Minnesota, they don't even have to go to the driver's school. They just give them the commercial license.
Alex, it's because A, it's not their children, but also you create a sufficiently big problem and then the reaction or the action, the solution becomes the people who caused it in the first place. But if you are operating on the basis that the end goal is full automation, what would you be doing differently? Or the end goal is full control. You know, the speeding tickets will be automatically issued, sent to your house. There's going to be CCTV cameras on every street corner. And if they determine that you are I won't say inebriated. If you're drunk, you should get pulled over anyhow. But, you know, it starts off with the obvious stuff like, okay, breathalyzers. Who would disagree with that? Then it's going to go to, well, distracted driving. Who would disagree with that? What will happen? God forbid. I don't think we're going to get there, but you'll have situations where someone's driving with their phone because of an emergency, health emergency. The car will get disabled. They'll die in the car. And then we're going to say, oh, shit, the solution that we proposed is actually more dangerous than the problem we thought we were solving. But, you know, it's ironically enough, and again, you know, not to come full circle to where we were, who are the most vocal politicians, you know, voicing their concerns to this full state, you know, sanctioned tyranny? You know their names, and they are the ones who, for whatever the reasons, have become persona non grata among the party that they were once upon a time the most loyal representatives of. So you got Massey, you got, I want to say, Boebert. Sounding the alarm on this. I'm fairly certain Marjorie Taylor Greene at one point was sounding the alarm as well. But this is one step towards minority report level control at the macro, micro, minuscule level of human existence. The government wants to control you. They want to regulate your every movement. And lo and behold, hey, if it's in every car and they determine you have outstanding warrants or whatever, that car will just drive you straight to the police station. I mean, it sounds
again,
great.
I'm sure you saw about this. They're putting up millions of these cameras, just this one company called Flock. I'll cover more after you leave. And then the police are jacking into it. And then it's got all sorts of errors and is harassing all these innocent people. I mean, they're building a hell grid. Oh, but we can't see the Tyler Robinson footage. We can't ever see any footage of the kidnapped kids. There's nothing ever there, but don't worry. We're all under total surveillance.
No, well, that and let's not get to the Brian Cole Jr. January 6th pipe bomber. There we got pixelated one frame per second footage and we're never going to get anything more. Set that aside. It is everyone out there is going to say, well, drunk driving, I can understand for sure. Then it's going to be distracted driving. Okay. But, and then it's going to be, oh, you didn't pay your taxes because we've got AI reading your emails now. You didn't pay your taxes. We're going to pull over your
This is the social
car.
Credit score, which they admit it's designed. China has it out in the open. We've got it just as bad. It's hidden. And I see this is the coming out. Don't we need to have countries repeal this crap right now?
You need to have declaration of human rights to privacy, and they've got to mean something. Because right now what we're getting to is full surveillance. I'm of the, you know, people freak out about the real ID. And I'm like, well, you know, every time I come into America, they take my biometrics and I sort of resigned to that. But you understand exactly where they're going. And I had a mild, you know, red pill suppository last night during my show with Robert Barnes where he says, have you noticed that AI is reading your email? I'm like, no, I haven't noticed that. And then I go and I can see that there's an AI summary for every email in my inbox. I mean, setting aside the fact that you know, you got dudes in India.
And by the way, you didn't ask for that.
I didn't ask for that. And also, I'm not practicing as an attorney anymore. But if I were, I don't understand how that's not a breach of solicitor-client privilege that could land a lawyer in jail.
It's a bum rush. Well, that's what I was told by a high-level guy that had worked. I'm not going to say the companies, but let's just say big ones in Austin. And he said, you have to understand, the government has just told the driverless car companies, we're not going to let you do this yet. It's going to scare the public. All the new cars are already driverless. They all, not just Tesla, they all already have it. That's the driver assist. And they're using it for AI learning, not just how cars drive, but they're listening and scooping. The best place to get us is in our cars. They get our phone. They're grabbing all that data. It's like a smart meter hub. Remember, it came out decades ago, the smart meters are spying on all your electronics in your house. They're just grabbing it all to train the AI. And then they need, you know, millions of football field sized computer systems just to run it all. And the AI gets unlimited power and unlimited water and 50 billion gallons in North Texas, but we get nothing. I mean, this is hellishly dystopic.
Well, and also if you understand or maybe think that when Bill Gates, when people are saying he's buying up all the farmland, he might not be buying it up for farming people. He might be buying it up for energy sources and knows what land is going to be the easiest to convert into that, which might pose its own problems. But no, Alex, there will be a revolution and I say peaceful technological revolution that people are going to get up in arms about what is total state control at the microscopic level of human existence. And America's got a capital C constitution. They're going to have to start appreciating what that means, what it guarantees, and what it outright forbids.
Well said. I know you got to go. In closing, what are the white pillars, the Trump supporters that say you must support anything he says, anything bad, you must just shut up? What are they going to do if we don't course correct in 6.5 months? All the numbers are in from trusted pollsters that are pro-Trump, Rasmussen, you name it. They're not just going to lose 30, 40 seats in the House. They're going to lose the Senate, and then they're going to turn around and try to impeach Trump. It is going to be horrible. What are they going to do when all their delusions come crashing in? And is there any way to reach out to them and resuscitate them to help us put pressure on Trump? Because we're moving Trump back in many ways. People can be done with Trump all they want. You should still put pressure on administration. Like if Democrats get in, I'll put pressure on them not to do bad stuff. You know, this idea that, well, we're not with Trump anymore, they say, because we question things, so we can't still comment on it or put pressure on it. No, this is important. But what happens when we lose the midterms? What happens to these delusional people?
Unfortunately, they're more likely going to blame the people who were raising the red flags than the people who are carrying out the acts that provoked people raising the red flags. So, you know, has it gotten bad enough yet? When the consequences come in, and if they are as dire as some are predicting, there'll either be a forced introspection and hopefully a course correction for 2028. There's still time for a course correction now. And so, God willing, touch wood, may that happen. But I think it's Ayn Rand that said it, you know, you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. And we are fast approaching the consequences of ignoring reality and writing everybody off with all sorts of names because they've been raising the alarms, raising the flags, the righteous flags. But you just hold your breath and pray that things will right and that any damage will be minimized or mitigated come midterms. And if not,
and say that Ayn Rand quote again. That is so true and beautiful. You can ignore reality, but not the consequences. That means you can be on 10 hits of acid on a 50-story building and think you're going to fly. And you may think while you're falling, you're flying, but you're going to be dead at the bottom.
Yeah, it's you can ignore the fact that the company's not profitable, and then you can't ignore when the trustee comes in type thing. It's the analogy of life. You can close your eyes. You can pretend it's not happening. You can pretend 100% approval rating. You can't ignore the consequences of denying that reality when they come home.
And let me raise this in final closing, because I've seen you talk about it, because you see the same stuff I do, and it's tearing my hair up, because that's why there's none left, because it's just I care about them having logic. I want to teach people, and then I want to learn from people that are smarter than me. I just get off on it, and they think I'm with some agenda. Yeah, it's called freedom and justice. That makes me feel good at a cellular level. That's what drives me everywhere. Candace Owens and Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and all these people, and they are going to, they're inconsequential, pathetic kooks no one listens to, but you're going to lose us the midterms. And I'm like, in the same statement that was a talking point, you saw it everywhere. It's like, that's oxymoronic. Like, what are you talking about? Obviously, we're being attacked because we're influential. Jesus.
It's oxymoronic, but it's also self-destructive. The easier way, the more productive way is to incorporate the criticism and discuss it, flesh it out. I would love to see some people I would not necessarily entertain discussions with because they wouldn't be productive. I don't lump everybody in that in that circle in the same circle. They do so that they can avoid having to have discussions with the likes of you, the likes of Megyn Kelly, the likes of Tucker Carlson, and they can pretend that you're irrelevant. Okay. You can deny reality, but you can't deny the consequences of ignoring reality. And the reality is also, you are not telling people what to think. You are not causing people what to think. To some extent, you are the receptacle and the disseminator of what people are already thinking. And you can't deny that. And you can't browbeat people into submission. Because the people who are, you know, I don't believe that many people are actually going to go vote Democrat who are Trump supporters, but you're not going to motivate them to come out and vote by browbeating them or trying to browbeat them into submission. You got to convince them. You got to invigorate them. And the way you do that, if it means prematurely declaring war or end of hostilities, get back to domestic issues and start making headway there. Legal issues domestically.
Yeah, I was about to say, if Trump did, if they would just have more, oh God, you got to go, but more Southern Poverty Law Center, people would even ignore the war. You got to do a minute on that. How huge is that? That we already knew this, that literally the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL literally run all the white supremacy groups.
Well, but imagine what that means for the Charlottesville hoax, where that was a talking point for years. And then you understand, I mean, some people are going to deny, no, they were just paid informants. They weren't paid agitators. Bull crap, they were paid agitators. But for their involvement, things don't happen the way they happen. And so, you know, but for financing the Michigan Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping, the plot doesn't happen. And so, don't give me this bull crap paid informants. They are paid agitators, and but for the involvement, the incidents that they're fighting don't happen to be fought in the first place. So, more of that.
Foundation that Trump's a racist and all the Republicans are Nazis is based on Charlottesville. I got sued by Hillary Clinton's staffer, didn't even really talk about him, when I said in general Southern Poverty Law Center funded it because I caught him funding it. Instead of saying, oh, Southern Poverty Law Center, they sued me about that, used Georgetown to run it, they dropped it once it went to trial hundreds of thousands of dollars later. But, I mean, literally, I got sued for exposing that, and now it's come out was true. $277,000 to unite the right.
Alex, the thing is, a lot of us knew it, a lot of us believed it, a lot of us felt it, and now you've gotten the proof of it. More of that. I'd say more of that, less of the pettiness, less of the infighting, because, I mean, bottom line, it takes two to infight, and not both players are necessarily equally responsible for the consequences or for the act of infighting. Some people, unfortunately, because of the positions that they're in, have to take the criticism, have to respond to the criticism, but the bottom line, there were domestic issues that invigorated the entire base. You cannot pretend that that was not how the coalition succeeded in winning 2024, and you got to get back to that yesterday to mitigate the damages or attempt to right.
Well, remember Trump's quote 2 weeks ago, I'm not worried about Medicare, Medicaid, or child care. We're a war economy now. I mean, you, even if he thinks that, saying that is political suicide. It's like, why is he doing it?
Well, and ratifying it and encouraging it and demonizing the people that righteously criticize that because it's going to be counterproductive come 2026. You're not going to win by browbeating people into silence or browbeating them into submission. You got to invigorate them to show up and vote. And the only silver lining here, though, maybe the white pill, is that there's as much infighting on the left as there is on the right, politically speaking. But the flip side to that is the left has always been far better at mobilizing like the cult that they are and rallying behind the terrible politicians that they have just because that's what you do out of loyalty, blind loyalty. They've always been better at doing that. It's a bad thing, but, you know, that's the silver lining. There's fighting on both sides now. There is a way to start mitigating the damage, and it doesn't come from demonizing everybody that you disagree with. It comes from listening to them and maybe reuniting right now with some of the biggest voices in the populist movement.
The Viva Fry on X, the Viva Fry, and at vivabarneslaw.littles.com. Thanks for the time. God bless you.
Thank you very much. You too.
And I'm going to say one more thing in closing on this and come back with the huge tick news that's so key, and then more on the kill switches, AI tracking everything, and that hellscape, which is worldwide, not just here. It's all UN standardized. I don't say things that I want to be popular with, but I do analyze how the public and the listeners respond because you're important. I want to get a gauge on, you know, what's happening out there. It's unpopular for me to come out and criticize Trump, but I do it because I need to get him back on track. But that's 20-30% of my audience that got pissed about that. The other 70% absolutely is done and hates his guts. And I see that in other numbers from other talk show hosts, give me a similar number, and are pissed that I'm not more anti-Trump. You want me just to abandon him totally and not put pressure on him so then the Democrats run everything? I mean, I'm trying to get what we can get good out of this. I mean, this is, you know, really simple. I'm triaging the situation. So that's how my brain works is I can't help it. I have to tell you what I think's the truth. That's how my brain works. And I'm not apologizing to listeners. Most of you love me more than ever. It's just that I really think I'm being as honest and as accurate as I can be. And I know the majority of you get that. And I know you're freaked out too, because I talked to you on air and off air, by just the other white pillars that don't want to question anything and those that think everything's doomed. Well, then everything's doomed. What do? Commit suicide? I'll never do that. All right. I want to go to break with just a short clip that I put together with Dew over the weekend of these onion people and sick, horrible things they put out and do. They call comedy, but this is what they're really into. Interspersed with the Democrat Party lawyer talking about how they're going to help the community with this new message. And they've already said this is the type of programming they're going to try to put on InfoWars to associate with me. And a lot of the experts I talk to, they go, just let them do it. God, this is going to blow up in their face. But I'm like, yeah, but it's not right to surrender when I said I'd never give up. So that's why I'm about to file a whole bunch of stuff on them Thursday. So just get ready for that. So here's this quick little report. We're going to come back and get into the ticks. This is huge news. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com/show. Only a few days left.
The satirical news site The Onion is launching a new plan to take over right-wing conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' website, InfoWars. The goal? To transform the site that was used to peddle lies into a parody.
Our clowns are soft to the touch. They're soft to the touch.
Did you make a mess of our child clowns?
Bring them back dirty. We'll hose them all.
I'm going to have to put them in cages they can't see through.
Hey, this is Gabriel.
Hey, I made him. He's fresh.
No, not a good time right now.
I'm going to have to bury him in the back if he keeps acting like this.
There are no rules on international waters. It's a child clown. Fred the clown, do what you like. No one's looking.
I also want to play for you some of what the CEO of The Onion, Ben Collins, told my colleague Rachel Maddow last night.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
My boys only eat the finest, softest meat.
Is that the hope that those caricatures and grotesqueries, as Ben puts it, offer not just laughs, but a counter to the misinformation that's been out there, put out there by people exactly like Alex Jones?
These child clowns come hungry as a horse!
The first thing a child clown will look for is food. Child clowns are not fed in their clown boxes, so expect them to arrive very hungry.
My child clowns are blind. They'll eat anything.
Your child clown may be reluctant to perform in an amusing fashion. We recommend Steve Mahanahan's child clown poison spray.
It keeps him sick, but not too sick. Too much poison, you got a dead clown in your hands. It's useful.
We also think that The Onion's use of humor and satire to reach that same audience and perhaps bring some of them out of the dark could be a really beneficial use of a platform that has been used for, really ill purposes for a long time.
You hungry, doggy boy?
Yeah, I'm hungry, but don't call me doggy boy.
Oh, don't call me sir, why don't you call me daddy? Say yes, daddy.
Yes, daddy.
Does that sound good to you, Uncle Reg?
Yeah, okay.
You're going to be my son?
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship, Ben. I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
Chris Maddie, keep us posted. It's always good to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
So they say it's all a big joke, but consistently for a decade, these guys star in and write some of what you just saw. It gets even worse. Okay. So, and then they make a joke about it as if we don't know Hollywood and all these people are trash. Unbelievable. But it's the mad scientist that sit atop the whole deal. We're going to expose the bottom of the rabbit hole. Genetic engineering, live time with ticks attacking you and your family. Brought to you by Bill Gates of the UN and the CIA. Straight ahead. Stay with us. I know you're the big health guy. Yeah, you're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
It looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now. TheAlexShowStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling 3 emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and 2 others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get 1 or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue, blue, blue. I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Get yours now at TheAlexShowStore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this. Watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am? I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I blame Carbo and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the street of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you. And this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. In my stack, I was just trying to dig it out. I couldn't find it, but I'll find it during the next break. Robert Reich, the head financial advisor in the Clinton administration, total communist, absolute piece of garbage, hates my guts, always attacking me. He is in a big CNN article, and he goes, "We used to be celebrities in the media and government. It was great until Trump came. Now everybody hates us, and there's no trust in the government, and that's all Donald Trump." Let me give you a newsflash. People hated Hollywood 15 years ago. They really hate it now. People hated politicians 20 years ago. They really hate you now. But yes, the media had some illusion with boomers and some people. Trump ruined the press dinner. The National Correspondents' Dinner, it used to be such a time of us to bask in each other's celebrity and feel powerful. It was absolutely disgusting. And you sit there and you read what he's saying. And it just shows how disconnected this little old man is. Yes, no one with any brain likes Hollywood. Nobody likes the politicians. Yes, you're not seen as cool. You're a joke. Your power is over. So try totalitarianism. Try AI enslavement to control us. It's not going to work either. It's all going to backfire. So I'll dig that out and read part of it because it's hilarious to read. We used to be celebrities and bask in each other's fame. Now everyone hates us and Donald Trump did it. Donald Trump rode in on the wave, bro. Trump didn't do it. There is a worldwide populist awakening, the fourth turning. It is explosive. It's just getting started. You are against the wind, pissing in the wind. You were wrong, young and strong, but you're still running against the wind. Well, you're old and evil and running against the wind. And so just remember that. And that's something I wanted to say today. But crew, remind me to do this. So I got news to cover now. I really gauged our enemies, them trying to have a celebration, their corruption in the courts, thinking they're going to have a victory, grabbing a URL. And I've been really pissed off about it. And I'm still going to sue them and try to block them because I'm a fighter and that's what I promised to do. But everything I set out to do 32 years ago on air, we have succeeded in doing together. And we should be celebrating 32 years of myself on air and all of us together and 28 years of InfoWars since 97. Gosh, 29 years. So they can only try to convince us they've beaten us. It's the complete opposite. The old guys, I asked this last week because he read it properly and it sounded great. Harrison Smith, find the exact Latin saying, the Roman saying, you are only defeated when you believe you are. It sounds just like that, but I think it's a little bit different. And it's not like we're delusionally optimistic. We need to be even more positive because the amount of people that are awake compared to what they used to be is just completely night and day. It is beautiful. Absolutely amazing. So I salute you all. That's why it's so important to support us at theyellowshieldstore.com that I don't own, that isn't InfoWars, that owns the Yellow Shields Network. We're not just going to survive. We're going to expand. And you decide how fast we expand with the amount of funding and the incredible products at theyellowshieldstore.com. Biggest sale in our history, hands down running right now, that they had set up for weeks ready. The goods just came in last week. So they're, I was like, this is the biggest sale ever. They go, we didn't realize that. I said, no, it is. So it's the Last Stand mega sale. Unbelievable sale on top of sale on top of sale. Three bottles of supplements, $10 off on every order, 20% off in general on top of that. Free dog tags with the orders. I mean, it's just, it's crazy how big this sale is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. So, I've been on air 32 years, but I was fascinated with globalists and transhumanism and the futurists and what they were planning since I was a little kid. So my family was aware of it and always talking about it. So I was reading some Zbigniew Brzezinski books when I was 10 years old, and they would always, and even when he was a college professor of history, even Newt Gingrich wrote a book back in the late 80s where he said, we're going to genetically engineer humans and we're going to use high-tech vaccines to do it. Everybody will have microchips hooked into computers. So Gingrich acts like a good guy and says a lot of good things, but he's definitely one of them. And so I've known about their theoretical plans for a long time. But we're not in theoretical plans now. Just last week, the Netherlands is set to pass a law to make human clones legal, and we're, because two men want to have a baby, so it won't really be a human, but we'll splice their genetics. And we also put animal genes in if it helps. Human-animal hybrids. I mean, it's like passing laws to do it. Of course, they've already done it in laboratories. So we are so far into the future, it's just not evenly distributed. And people hear this stuff, and it sounds crazy. I don't blame you. I think it's true, but it is. So they've been obsessed with getting us off of beef for at least 70 years, the Club of Rome. There's a lot of reasons for that, but if you study the whole world, where cows are in Africa, Europe, Latin America, the U.S., most farming is sustained by cattle ranching with it. And cows are so magic, they just eat grass, and you get all this good stuff from milk, cheese, butter, beef. And if you can take cows away from people, which are doing in the Netherlands and Ireland and Sri Lanka, farming totally collapses. And that's what Bill Gates wants, to make you eat synthetic, fake meat grown from the tumors, called an immortal cell line of Henrietta Lacks, a dead black lady. You just throw a chunk of this, her tumor in. They've created hundreds of thousands, millions of pounds of her meat. And you just throw a chunk in with whatever you want. You throw a chunk of her tumors in with, say, duck cells. And you'll grow a gigantic vat in just a few weeks of duck cells. Because it's a cancer cell, but it takes over and replicates that same cell. That's a dumbed down way of saying it, but that's how it works. You can throw a chunk of her cells in, just a cup of it, in with salmon, and you'll grow a giant vat of fake salmon. But it's cancer cells you're eating. Wait till those don't all get killed by the acid in your stomach and guts and get into your colon. Get ready for some colon cancer, which is in the studies. So that's how insane this is. I can go on for 100 hours with just other little insane factoids. Like, all your cars have kill switches, and AI is watching you right now if you have a new car. Mainstream news, finally. People finally listen. Sounded crazy when I warned you. So that's the plan. So about 15 years ago, the Club of Rome came out, and then about 8 years ago again, and then about 5 years ago, S. Matthew Lau of the World Economic Forum, this professor, came out and said, we can put in a tick a disease where you'll be given an autoimmune response to beef, and you'll never be able to eat beef again. Beef are bad because cows fart. That hurts the earth, which isn't true. You know, the AI can have all the water and all the energy and the nuclear reactors it wants, but you can't eat steak because you're bad. You pass gas. You pass methane. Cows pass methane. That's what holds the atmosphere in. That's good. Methane's part of the atmosphere. But they're teaching you you're bad. Carbon-based life's bad. Silicon's good. So he came out in a couple speeches 6 years ago and then again 5 years ago and said, we can give you this disease. Well, Bill Gates was already here and around the world open-air testing ticks with Lyme's disease with this added pathogen to give you a beef allergy. And now the Lone Star tick is exploding everywhere. 60 Minutes is, you know, reporting on it. CNN's reporting on it. Oh, suddenly this new thing born by the tick is beef allergies, and people are dying that eat beef after they're bitten by the tick. So Bill Gates is saying, hey, you're not going to put billions into fake lab-grown beef that doesn't have the allergies because it's not really beef. Boy, he sure knew what he was doing, didn't he? And then right on time, Pfizer seeks to introduce Lyme's vaccine as states face worst tick season ever. increase in alpha-gal syndrome meet. How many years ago did I tell you? Decades ago, alpha-gal syndrome is coming. Told you 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. Did dozens of shows last year saying, watch, it's spreading everywhere. Ticks are showing up thousands of miles of where they were because they're being dropped out. Turns out the CIA developed this at Plum Island. I'll show you the news articles. They took the Nazi scientists at Plum Island off New York after World War II, weaponized syphilis, called it Lyme's disease, put it into ticks. Now they've added this other pathogen with it, and the syphilis is the carrier for the alpha-gal syndrome. What foods can trigger reactions? Beef, pork, lamb, venison. Not as likely, but poultry, fish, eggs, most dairy. Well, that'll cure you, that won't it? Which makes your brain smaller, makes you lower IQ when you don't eat high-protein animal products. So they mean business. So here's Matthew Liao, the professor, talking about this a few years ago.
So I'll give two examples. So one is that people eat too much meat, right? And if they were to cut down on their consumption of meat, then they would it would actually really help the planet. But people are not willing to give up meat. Yeah, you know, some people will be willing to, but other people, they may be willing to, but they sort of, they have a weakness of will. They say, wow, this steak is just too juicy. I can't do it. I'm one of those, by the way. So, you know, but so here's a thought, right? So it turns out that we know a lot about, so there, we have these intolerance to, for example, I have milk intolerance. And there, some people are intolerant to crayfish. So possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
Yeah, that's your social credit score. Bill Gates' back lab-grown meat company receives USDA approval. Here's when you can expect to taste this new protein delicacy. Now, look at these headlines. Human engineering to fight against climate change. Give you alpha-gal syndrome. Talk about a social credit score. Talk about enslavement. Tim Pool says, the Lone Star tick is spreading rapidly and can make you allergic to beef. The good news is that thanks to billions in lab-grown meat investment, an alternative can be grown that won't trigger the allergy. What a perfect coincidence. Local ERs are already seeing lots of visits of tick bites. Here's what to know. Beef allergies. Alpha-gal syndrome from Lone Star tick bites, an emerging public health concern in Massachusetts. Pfizer seeks to introduce Lyme vaccine, and states face worst tick season ever, increase in alpha-gal syndrome meat allergies. A second death from tick-borne meat allergy. Off the menu, the first death from a tick-borne meat allergy. They used peanut protein to grow vaccines in the 80s and 90s, created a giant peanut allergy. See, same thing. Real simple. And now they're saying their vaccine will do it. Oh, you won't get Lyme disease, syphilis, but you can't eat meat. Isn't that loving and liberal? So they're throwing it all in your face, ladies and gentlemen. Tick tock. It's only a matter of time before dangerous tick disease reaches causes of disaster, if it isn't already. Climate change, could we engineer humans? BBC. And then how ticks became bioweapons. Spectator. How the CIA weaponized them. They admit the CIA did it. See how that works? See how that works? How long ago did I tell you this was going to happen? Over a decade. Because I had experts on exposing it all. That's Bill Gates. And what's he do? He releases weaponized mosquitoes in Florida, in Texas, in Brazil. And then the diseases explode. He wants to depopulate you, but he wants you to take a shot so you don't die. That doesn't make any sense. The Roman Inlus said, the victor is not victorious if the vanquished does not consider himself so. A nicer way to say what I said earlier, that you're not defeated until you tell yourself you're defeated. Let me do over a shot of this. The victor is not victorious if the vanquished does not consider himself so. And we are far from that. It is the contrary. So there is the reality of that as they bomb us with ticks and mosquitoes and everything else. How much of this are we going to put up with? How long are we going to put up with the reign of the mad scientist attacking us? And there are so many people that pretend like they're part of the power structure, and if they just go along with this, they're somehow immune. You are delusional. This whole thing is a betrayal of the species and of God that made us. Acting like you can play along with the system is the height of total delusional garbage. And now, as we speak, King Charles II, or whatever he's called, the King of England, the great-great-great-great-grandson of King George III, we thought 250 years ago, has landed to meet with Trump. Let's go to the feed. Companies arrest all their people for free speech. It's a total war with us. And now Trump will publicly give fellatio to the king.
King and queen being greeted by Monica Crowley, who's very familiar to viewers of Fox News. She was one of our contributors. She is now the chief of protocol for the White House. Speaking with her, Sandra, on Saturday night about this, she's very much looking forward to it. She's also taking the helm on all of the America 250 celebrations. And Sir Christian Turner, who is the recently appointed U.S. ambassador, or U.K. ambassador to the United States, greeting the two royals as they get some bouquets.
Well, those are the posies, right? If, those are from children of British military families based in the United States. We know that this is part of the ceremony that we're going to see there on the ground. I believe we've got Ingrid Seward with us, royal biographer and editor-in-chief of Majesty Magazine. Please do weigh in on the pictures that we're seeing right now. Their Majesties have arrived there at Joint Base Andrews for their official state visit.
Well, absolutely. You can see that immediately Queen Camilla noticed that the children were there holding their posies. And for one moment, I thought, what's she going to do with her handbag? But she the ordinary people, because I think the royal family always like to meet ordinary people as well as all the diplomatic people and the military. They're very much concerned, you know, like to meet these children from the military families here as much as they are to meet the ambassador and everyone else. And I mean, Charles is such a past master at diplomacy, and he's funny and he's charming.
And he says he must declare war on carbon and reduce the human population in a global military strategy.
I mean, probably far better than any MP or political commentator.
250 years after you defeated us, I come here to urinate in your faces.
And of course, remember, the king is not adverse to a little flattery himself, and Trump has poured flattery upon the king, especially at the state visit to Windsor Castle, where I was lucky enough to be a journalist in the group there. And Trump was so charming to the king, and it, you know, and they appeared to get on extremely well.
And
that's going to be the focus of these next sort of 24 hours, I think, is the everyone's
God
eyes
save
are going to be on
king,
you know, Trump and the king and how they're getting on.
Land of Islamic pedophiles, land of satanic evil, destroying Ireland and Scotland too. Pull up the painting of King Charles with all the demons around in the red painting. God save Count Dracula's heir. Simply amazing.
It's God Save the Queen, now it's God Save the King. Ingrid, big moment tomorrow when the king addresses a joint meeting of Congress. Let's listen to the U.S. National Anthem. Sorry.
Song about our base under British attack for days. The flag shot full of holes. I've seen the actual flag at Smithsonian. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, and truth through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, can you see Count Dracula slinking? Can you see him a-sneaking? Can you see Keir Starmer, the high grand protector of pedophilia? Don't you love how our anthem, made by peasants, is much better than theirs? William Wallace turned over his grave. So is George Washington. None of, this is not the British people. The House of Windsor is a Saxe-Coburg-Gotha Transylvanian cult out of Romania and Hungary.
Patrick, enjoy Pace Andrews, and it will continue when the King and Queen come to the White House.
It will continue.
Tomorrow will mark only the second occasion that a British monarch has addressed a joint meeting of Congress. Last time was the King's mother, of course, Queen Elizabeth, back in 1991.
Incredible
honor.
What
message do you think he will have for the American people in that speech?
I think his message will be very diplomatic, very strong, and very historical. He is a great orator, as you know, as people will see tomorrow.
A great
and he
orator.
With an
we need to depopulate
touch,
the earth, as my late father, actually, Prince Philip, said. The commoners, we love them, we love them dead.
And I think it will be very stirring.
Yes, very
it will,
stirring.
Historical. And very much
and then the people,
hands across the water.
The LaRouche people overall mean well. They're like, this is them coming hat in hand to grovel to Trump's new order. This is a stunning victory. No, it's all about Trump covering up Epstein for them. And they are here to kiss his ass over that.
Very carefully phrased. And I
very
think that he will
carefully phrased.
I mean, I think it will be almost like watching a stage play.
Oh, yes.
And he will refer to the history of the country
and Potemkin Village,
ancestors,
and
America
to Churchill's history of the English-speaking
incredibly impressive
people.
And he will have, of course, he will have written it with the government, but he will also
it with the government.
His own touches to it.
He's an incredible man.
We've taken in these beautiful pictures together.
So beautiful.
On the official state visit that. Quite clearly is both important to King Charles and the President of the United States. We know that
several globalist
spiders
lowering themselves from a web to the ground to feast on the children.
Lady
spectacular!
I believe a beehive tour. There's a garden.
A beehive tour.
There is
why have you not disarmed this rabble?
Why do you suppose this is so important for these two? These two to meet and to have this official state visit happen now.
Well, I think it's not so important for these two to meet because they've met many times before,
yes.
But I think they're both really anxious to put on a show of unity.
Yes.
Because it's very important to the world.
Yes.
Not just to the United States and to the UK.
Unity.
It's very important to the world that they should see the King and the leader
the
of the free world
with open borders
being on great terms together because it enforces
together.
The stability of what is going on now.
And Benedict
so
Arnold will be praised. There'll be a golden statue of him. They're fallaciated. Hour number four, 2 minutes away. Masses of news and more. Share those live feeds now.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive. The two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
If you suffer from low energy, if you're not feeling the energy that you used to feel in your younger years, you should try this product and see if it makes a difference for you, because there are many causes of lack of energy, but one of them can be a lack of cellular energy support through pre-methylated nutritional supplements like this that can help you. You can go buy a bottle of vitamins at any store, you know, any Walmart, anywhere that's got cheap B12, which is cyanocobalamin, or the cheap B vitamins, or the cheap minerals like calcium carbonate, which is ground up limestone, you know. Alex Jones doesn't use the cheap low-end versions of these products. And I know this as a nutritionist, as a food scientist. I look at Alex's labels and I'm like, yes, these are the high-end ingredients that I would be using in my own formulations. So really, I'm always impressed with what the Alex Jones store is doing with their product line. So check it out. TheAlexJonesStore.com, Ultramethylene Red.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Body unions and big businessmen, and they're going out as a dinosaur.
But I guess that better goes unsaid.
You better get that in your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I guess that's better left unsaid.
And a man's gonna do it.
From Broadway to the Milky Way, that's a lot of territory indeed.
And a man's gonna do it. Resources off. Early 80s, Bob Dylan wrote this. Crank it up. All right. Here's what I want to do. I got a bunch of other globalist depopulation news I want to hit, and a few other big stories dealing with the tyrants. And you also have this spin going around. Thanks to Trump, the U.S. now controls the world's major oil transport choke points. Yeah, but they've already done the economics on it. It'll cause a chain reaction of our prices going way up. It's already begun. It doesn't work like that. And then it's going to kill a bunch of people because of fertilizer shortages. And Trump didn't go in there to do this. I got the inside baseball, plus it's all admitted. He thought they would fall in 4 days. So people try to spin this. Oh, let's keep it going. We've shut down a bunch of the oil, gas, and fertilizer. Yay, we're going to do better for our oil companies. That's delusional, ladies and gentlemen, and that's immoral. Should we make money off cutting off stuff to the poor countries? No. Plus, that's not even what this is. But I love every Trump misstep. And I love Gateway Pundit. They're good guys. They're not bad. They're just reporting on this spin that I see everywhere. The Iran war is handing America a level of energy dominance it couldn't have achieved any other way. I'm going to get more to this next segment. So just mark this day down. You know, put it on your refrigerator door, as George Strait would say, and just come back to me in 6 months a year. Because we already see what's happening with the economy and inflation and all this. And yeah, I guess if we cut all the oil off the Middle East, it will make U.S. oil bigger. But all those other countries and their exports, we're connected to them. And having a global depression starting in Asia will tank us. And BlackRock loves that because they want us all in debt. They want us all imploded. They're mad scientists. You can try to disagree with me, but I really don't see where and how anybody could that's informed. Plus, this was about getting rid of nuclear weapons, and then it was about regime change, and now it's about controlling the world oil supply. Well, it's one thing to control it and sell it. It's another thing to shut it down and then watch our system scale up. But by then, we've already screwed the pooch with the economic recovery, and BlackRock can sit back and laugh all day long. No, the Middle East isn't going to put up with this. They're going to end up allying with Iran. And that's already happening. And they're going to accelerate into the BRICS and the death of the dollar long-term, mid-term. Short-term, the dollar, you'll see flight into it, but not for long. And that's right out of the central banks. We'll be right back.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide.
Something President Trump said last week on Thursday is totally true. The whole basis of the Democrats' political operations for really 8 years, about a year and a half into Trump's first administration, was Charlottesville. And that white supremacists are everywhere, and the number one threat, and being a Republican means you're a white supremacist, and white men are evil. And the whole time the Southern Poverty Law Center was funding the leadership of the KKK, the Aryan Nations, Unite the Right, the Tiki Torch people, all that, and we knew that then. But now it's out in the open, and that delegitimizes everything they've done. We got to keep hammering this story, not just have it be some blip on the radar screen. Well, Congressman Jim Jordan, head of one of the major committees, excoriated the Southern Poverty Law Center in wake of the violence against Trump, which I still think is a lone, crazy, leftist lunatic with a manifesto who came to do it. Terrible security, looks like a stand down. We call that stage fine. I don't think Trump was involved. I don't think Trump knew. I know real stuff when I see it. And Benny Johnson put out a video that was AI enhanced, so it wasn't as grainy, so it created an artifact on people. But, oh, look, the footage Trump put out is AI. No, Trump put out real footage. Benny Johnson AI enhanced it to make it clearer. It had an artifact on it, so people said it was fake. And maybe it is. You know, I'm not saying Benny Johnson's fake, but maybe nobody was even there. Maybe Trump wasn't even in D.C. Maybe the correspondence center didn't happen. No, that obviously happened. But it doesn't matter at the end of the day because the government and the system deserves to not be trusted beyond Trump because they've lied so much. Here's Jim Jordan goes off on SPLC after shooter storms White House correspondence center.
You mentioned Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted by a federal grand jury. What happens next with that? Charges include wire fraud, bank fraud, money laundering conspiracy, Congressman.
Yeah, again, as I said, this was the group that put themselves out there as the end-all, be-all on evaluating what was a hate group, what wasn't. And it turns out they were actually funding hate groups that they were supposed to be you know, supposed to be pushing against and fighting against. And it was a scam. They were raising money from this, this thing, and they were spending a lot of money. So yeah, we're going to continue our investigation. We're going to bring in, people to testify because we think it's important that the country know exactly what was going on. And I can't stress this enough. They were the source for so much of this stuff that came from the left. And they were the source on that memorandum that said if you were a pro-life Catholic, the FBI labeled you an extremist. And the footnotes in there were about the Southern Poverty Law Center saying this. So this is how dangerous this group was. And as I said now a couple times, the fact that we learn about them and what they were doing the very week someone tries to, for the third time, take the life of the President of the United States. Again, I don't think that's lost on anyone.
All right, we will leave it there. Congressman, good to see you. Thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Chairman Jim Jordan.
And ignored the Epstein files and called them a hoax. But I'm not willing to do that. You know, I've met with the survivors. This is personal to me now. And so, you know, it's true that my political career is on the line, my political life, but my own health and well-being could very well be, too. I've upset a lot of billionaires who obviously aren't of high moral character and have done some really shady stuff.
The reason I play those two clips back to back is you can claim whoever you want's behind this, but we know this, the political violence is intensifying and it's getting worse and the left is calling for it. And every time there's violence, somebody can create a story or a reason that it was really staged by Trump or somebody associated with him. And you know, in the Kirk case, we know they're covering up foreign involvement, so it looks like that's the case. It's very confusing, but that's where we are in the year 2026. Now, back to this spin I'm seeing everywhere that this is $1 trillion D-chess, that Trump wants U.S. oil to be dominant. So he's gone in to have a big protracted war with Iran, knowing they'd close the Strait of Hormuz, so that fertilizer and oil and gas, 30% of it wouldn't go through. Now, above that, BlackRock and the globalists manipulating Trump to do it. They do want the collapse for control of the world to loan people fiat currency with social credit score control. So at one level, that's true, but not with Trump. We know the inside baseball. He believed it would fall in 4 days. We're 59 days into this. It's a disaster. And every week this goes on, it's worse and worse for the economy. It bakes it in. Now they're not going to lower interest rates. They're about to lower them today. Now they kept them the same. Soon they'll be raising them if this continues. Thanks to Trump, the U.S. now controls the world's major oil transit checkpoints. Big article out of Gateway Pundit. And I'm not saying the pundit's bad for reporting on that, but that's only one dimension of this. Barron & Fall reports, the Iran war is handing America a level of energy dominance it couldn't have achieved any other way. U.S. crude exports hit a record 5.2 million barrels a day last week. Europe now gets over a third of its jet fuel from the U.S. refineries. Countries across Asia are signing long-term LNG contracts with American supplies because they have nowhere else to turn. Europe and Asia are getting the message, and they don't love it. And you could say this is a way to blockade China. It essentially is. Both regions are wary of swapping dependence with Middle East energy dependence for Washington, especially after U.S. officials used energy as a weapon in trade talks last month. The war didn't just reshape global oil flows. It also handed the U.S. a chokehold over everyone who gets energy and on what terms. That's the Financial Times of London reporting on that. Well, at the end of the day, it's going to cause massive inflation for the average consumer here and across the world. So will it help the ultra-rich, kind of like COVID doubled the wealthy's money and increased the debt of the average person by double? Yeah. And if Trump really is that cold-blooded, shame on him. But no, he thought shut down Iran, shut down their nuclear weapon. But I thought Midnight Hammer last July knocked that out. And I said, then watch, this is just the camel's nose of the tent flap for a larger, wider war. Meanwhile, hedge funds brace for reversal, dump tech stocks at fastest pace in 2 years. Are we about to see a tech bubble pop, an AI bubble pop? I don't know, but there's signs of it. Silver market tightens as supply struggles to meet demand. They're artificially with naked shorts trying to suppress it, but it's not working. Global silver markets are entering a period of sustained tightness as supply struggles to keep pace with stiffening and shifting demand and declining inventories. we're running out of silver. It's industrial metal that's needed, and all microchip making, they're behind a few years even on what's needed for delivery. That's why we say silver is probably going to double soon. Meanwhile, I see headlines like this all day, and they drive me crazy. Mondami is destroying the tax base. His stupid idea is desperately needed. Communists always try to destroy tax bases, make people poor, to collapse the civilization. It's called Clark Piven. They know their policies fail by design. And it drives me crazy when people don't get that and people don't understand that. There's good news out of Florida. We have a video of this. Cue it up. Just in, Florida's new congressional map, which would add four Republican seats to the U.S. House, has just been revealed. It's on track to go into effect prior to the 2026 midterm elections. The Democrats have been gaming it to themselves. This is a good move, not enough. Governor DeSantis says Florida got shortchanged in 2020 census, and the map restores fair representation in Florida. They should really add eight, not four, but yeah, it's a good move. Same thing in Texas. Drawing maps based on race, which is reflected in our current congressional districts, is unconstitutional and should be prohibited. Yes, Jim Crow. That's where it started. The current makeup is 20 Republicans and 8 Democrat seats. One is vacant. Four of those Democrat seats are expected to flip. So that's good news, ladies and gentlemen, for the great state of Florida. Here's Governor DeSantis.
This guy Jeffries popping off in Washington about Florida. He wants to be Speaker of the House, and he's kind of like, you know, more liberal than Pelosi and all this other stuff from New York City. I just want to know, I just say, oh, Florida, can't do, we're going to go after Florida. Please be my guest. I will pay for you to come down to Florida and campaign. I'll put you up in the Florida governor's mansion. We'll take you fishing. We'll do all this stuff. There's nothing that could be better for Republicans in Florida than to see Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries, everywhere around this state. Voters will not like what they see. They will not want that type of ideology. And so the door is open. The invitation's out there. I don't think there'd be anything better for the Republican Party of Florida but to have Jeffries there. Now, I kind of feel bad for the guy because he's as left as they come. He's always going left. And yet the far left hates him. You know, they call him a dollar store Obama. They call him AIPAC Shakur, all these different derogatory names that they do. And so he's tried to ingratiate himself with there, but they're just not drinking the Kool-Aid, and so they give him a hard time. So I kind of feel bad for that. But please, be my guest to come down in Florida. We would love to have you.
Yeah, the Democrats are only in control of cities where they have election fraud. They're an extinct party. They just don't know it yet, and we don't know it yet, but that's a fact. They just started a press conference with the Democrat Party lawyer Todd Blanche, the DOJ head, the Attorney General, and Kash Patel on the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting. Let's go to it now.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for being here. On Saturday night, as you all know, an act of violence occurred at a gathering that symbolizes something fundamental to our system of government. The ability of a free press and public officials to come together in celebration and not fear. The act was stopped because of the courage and that horrible act was stopped because of the courage and professionalism of law enforcement. The officers who responded without hesitation and did their jobs as they were trained to do. Secret Service agents promptly tackled and detained the suspect, Cole Thomas Allen. The president and all the protectees and participants at the dinner were safe. One brave officer was injured and is receiving care and has been released from the hospital. I want to make this clear. This man was a floor above the ballroom with hundreds of federal agents between him and the President of the United States. The Department of Justice approaches incidents like this with urgency and clarity of purpose. Violence has no place in civic life. It cannot and will not be used to disrupt democratic institutions or intimidate those who serve them, and it certainly cannot continue to be used against the President of the United States. We are investigating this matter fully. We will apply the law fairly, and we will ensure that accountability is swift and certain. But we also should recognize what did not happen. Law enforcement did not fail. They did exactly what they are trained to do.
We'll come back to this and see if anything substantive was said. This is literally live. The crew just told me he was coming out. We'll see if there's anything substantive. We'll get to that. And then the War Room is in 41 minutes with Harrison Smith. One of the last four shows we're doing here, unless a miracle happens. And that leads me to the next thing. Todd Blanchard, who's now the head of the DOJ, was deputy head. He killed Ed Martin's investigation into the Democrats, DOJ, CIA, funding the lawsuits against me, staging them, rigging them. And you're about to see a report on this that just deals with some of the money and some of the documents. When we do Thursday's last show, I'm going to go live until 8 or 9 at night, and then I'm going to air a whole compendium of what's happened so it's on record in our last transmission. And you'll see in the news the next few days major legal actions against this. We're fighting right up to the end. But we'll continue on the Alex Jones Network. You'll be able to find the show at the free app, alexjonesapp.com on Android and Apple. It's free. It'll be right there. It's just you download it. It's right there on the front page of it. And you'll find out about the new websites, all the new things we're doing. You already know about the Alex Jones Network, all of that. And this is really a battle between the people and the deep state. Who wants it more? But you're not part of the solution. When you get excited about the live shows, the feeds, the articles, the videos, that's everything. So go download the free app at alexjonesapp.com and just be sure and join us on the new Alex Jones Network. Find it on Rumble. Find it on X, Real Alex Jones. And, of course, news sites we've launched, alexjoneslive.com. And on the same satellites, the very same radio stations are not shutting anything down. So I got four reports here, but here's just one of them we're going to get to today. And this is the Sandy Hook Money Report. Very, very important. It's not the families. They call them families. It's the Democrats. It's the DOJ. When you hear the families, that's who we're talking about.
You are about to see the irrefutable proof from federal documents that the Democrat Party-controlled Justice Department gave millions and millions of dollars to the charities of the organizations and groups that sued myself and InfoWars in their own stated admitted goal of silencing our First Amendment right to freedom of the press and free speech.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
And then, during that process, playing the victim and claiming I was doing things to them I never did to raise over $100 million separately from the Justice Department funds. And we have the Justice Department now admitting that they orchestrated the entire thing. This is a conspiracy against an American citizen's rights, rights under the First Amendment protecting freedom of the press and free speech, that dwarfs the wildest exaggerations that the left claimed that Joseph McCarthy engaged in during the Red Scare. We're about to lay down one of the most egregious cases of organized lawfare in the history of America right now. It is no secret that in the last decade, I have been targeted and my news organization, InfoWars, at unprecedented levels by the Democratic Party, by federal agencies, by law firms, including Paul Weiss, by PR firms, and by corporate and mainstream media and other organizations. And they've openly bragged on CNN, MSNBC, that they beta tested the systems of lawfare that were later used against President Trump and thousands of other Americans that dared to stand up to the deep state. But it has been in the last 7 years or so being targeted with the Sandy Hook story and scandal that I learned specifically how these organizations work in concert to do it. And just in the last few months,
We have gotten previously secret FBI documents since the Trump administration got in, and other publicly available documents about where the funding came from. So here today, we are just examining, and it's a huge area, the federal funding of the DOJ to the groups and organizations and individuals suing me, and FBI and CIA admitted agents admitting on the stand in court and also in undercover videos how they organized and ran these operations that are classic from the lawfare and cancel culture playbook, in my view. And from our research view and legal expert view, operating an organized conspiracy of DOJ lawyers, professional spin doctors, and politicians, all against my civil rights, my freedom of the press, and my right to free speech, in classical racketeering form. And President Trump himself has filed lawsuits against some of the very same law firms and organizations that have been involved in my persecution, like the Paul Weiss law firm that just settled their litigation with Trump by acknowledging the wrongdoing of its former law partner, Mark Pomerantz. And among its settlement terms was an agreement by Paul Weiss law firm to dedicate the equivalent of $40 million in pro bono legal fees. But let's look at what Paul Weiss has done and is currently doing. We all know that lawyer pro bono work means free legal representation to those who cannot afford the legal fees or representing non-political public interest groups. It is now claiming to be doing pro bono work for rich people pursuing a political agenda. Contrast Paul Weiss' settlement with President Trump to the Paul Weiss current webpage claiming that its current partner, Kyle Kempler, maintains a significant pro bono practice. He is currently representing a group of families of the victims of the Sandy Hook school shooting in bankruptcy proceeding of yours truly and targeting our company Free Speech, trying to shut it down. In fact, these lawyers have repeatedly claimed that they are not interested in the money, but in taking Alex Jones, yours truly, off the air and out of the public discourse forever. This is the ultimate form of censorship, to be allowed to argue to a jury that they have the power through an award of damages to take away a person's constitutional right to free speech or deprive an organization of the right to freedom of the press. But this is exactly what both judges in Texas and Connecticut allowed these lawyers to argue, and this position has been repeated over and over again, including by The Onion, that they want the assets and name of InfoWars so they can destroy it, so they can use it to parody yours truly, Alex Jones, and freedom of the press.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
But the money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
But the family's attorney says the money is not what matters most.
What would such a ruling mean for the families of the Sandy Hook victims?
What they're hoping to achieve is the most amount of accountability that the legal system can deliver. And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Paul Weiss and the cabal of lawyers' frequent admissions that they are not interested in money, but only censoring yours truly, Alex Jones, for life. This is currently what President Trump experienced and exactly what Trump thought he was ending by the terms of the settlement. Not so. Paul Weiss simply repackaged their definition of pro bono to representing rich individuals for free if the political message is correct, notwithstanding that the families are neither poor nor, according to their lawyers, interested in money damages. Not only have many of the Sandy Hook families shared in the 70-plus million payment by Remington and other gun manufacturers, but the several foundations that many of the families have set up or participated in have received over $100 million in DOJ grants, loans from the U.S. government, and straight donations. They are currently the main law firm that is strategically controlling and coordinating the law firms in my bankruptcy case.
That is going to be in another full report just on what's happened in the federal bankruptcy with all the same players involved. But today I'm going to reveal new information and also some of the backstory that has already become public. I want to be very clear up front and just give you a summation before I go into this. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and you're being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it, it's next level, and ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
I've been an oil field for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knife, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows there's a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or selling for like $40. We'll be right back.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Foreseen information. I didn't understand what was happening when Hillary Clinton in August of 2016 bought national ads everywhere, calling me the dark heart and saying that I'd done all these terrible things to these families and to their dead children that I hadn't even done, and made major media buys, and then tried to tie the straw man that she built about me with the PR operation to Trump. And then for several years, sometimes hundreds of articles a day, thousands and thousands total. I mean, you all saw them in nightly news almost every night, national cable, HBO, late night comedy, everywhere, that I was doing horrible things to these parents of dead children from Sandy Hook, that I was sending people to attack them, that people were peeing on their graves. Of course, none of that ever happened. Even in their show trial, I was already found guilty. My lawyer asked, did anybody ever do that? Well, no, I never saw it. Well, somebody told me. Who told you? I don't know. So I'm already found guilty by the judge in Texas, Democrat operative, and in Connecticut, another operative, on record. It was produced by HBO. It was all scripted. It was the most over-the-top show trials ever seen. Talk about railroading. Talk about kangaroo court. I mean, this was a new level. But I didn't understand it till I was deep in it and actually witnessing it and giving a big list of things I couldn't say, like, I'm innocent. And then they would put on all this false evidence with no proof, and we couldn't even respond to it. Remember, in all my supposed Sandy Hook coverage, I only said one of the parents' names a couple of times many, 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 many years before I was even sued. 5 years after the broadcast about the tragic deaths of these children, with never a complaint and only one letter ever written to me complaining of my years earlier initial opinions about the tragedy. When I was sued by all these other people, I didn't even know who they were. I'd barely even ever covered it. I wasn't deplatformed in 2017 and 2018 for Sandy Hook. My name wasn't even associated with it until Hillary brought it up. Other people on the internet had questioned it, and I had simply covered some of their questioning it.
Go to Google, search Alex Jones, Sandy Hook, and I put Alex Jones in quotations, just so it gets that exact phrase. Go to the news tab, click the, date drop-down list, go to custom date, and here I put it from January 1st, 2013, so that would have been 2 weeks after Sandy Hook occurred, to January 1st, 2016, and I searched Alex Jones Sandy Hook. And what you'll find is that all of the news from the Google archives from 2013, 2016, and Alex Jones is not in a single headline anywhere. Donald Trump praises leading conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his amazing reputation. So they actually mention Alex Jones, but not Sandy Hook, Newtown victims' families, Orange is the New Black recap. Like, there's just nothing. There's just, from 2013, 2016, there's not a single headline or a single story actually, about Alex Jones being related to Sandy Hook. Now, then you change the parameters from January 1st, 2016 to January 1st, 2020, and suddenly there's thousands. Suddenly there's thousands. And it just goes on and on and on. It was only in 2016 that anybody decided to relate Alex Jones to the Sandy Hook conspiracy. Okay, and there's, 20 pages of this. It just goes on and on and on. But the interesting thing is that when you get to sort of the end of these results, and I sorted them by date, so as we move back, we should be going back in time. And what you find is that the first story relating Alex Jones to Sandy Hook was literally 1 week after the election in 2016. 1 week after the election in 2016, and you have GQ publishing Sandy Hook truther Alex Jones says he got a nice thank you call from the president-elect. So never once in the 4 years following the massacres, Alex Jones and Sandy Hook included in a single headline together. And it's only 1 week after the election that GQ decides an attack vector on Donald Trump will be to go after Alex Jones in association with Sandy Hook. And then it was 1 day after that, daughter of Sandy Hook victim demands Donald Trump disown Alex Jones.
But with the PR firms and the Democrat Party doing the big media buys, over $20 million of TV ads they ran, they created this straw man that I was the Sandy Hook man and I was persecuting them and I was making money off of them and I was this terrible person, because they were creating this fictitious villain so they could raise hundreds of millions of dollars from the different foundations off my name with internet ads on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere, saying, Alex Jones is attacking us, please give us money. And then after they did 2 years of that fundraising, and we'll show you those numbers, they then sued me, and the numbers went up even more until just a couple-year period. You're going to be shocked at the $119-plus million they raised directly off of my name, saying I was the big bad wolf coming to get them. And then you'll see the numbers of during the show trial in Connecticut, where I'm already found guilty. And the judge tells the jury, he's already guilty. Now we're just going to decide how guilty. And he made hundreds of millions of dollars off these people with no proof. Didn't have hundreds of millions of dollars. Never did. Just totally made up. But I was already guilty. The judge said that they then made even more money off of me and then asked the judge for $2.7 plus trillion that I owed them that. And the judge said, no, you only get $1.5 billion in Connecticut, including over now $130 million to an FBI agent who was the lead counsel in Connecticut. And we'll show you his name and him admitting all this, who went and initiated the lawsuit. And then we get the Justice Department documents that that is indeed what happened. And the CIA has confessed to it. So this is a giant Shakespearean production. You attach yourself to me. You attach me to Trump. You make up all the stuff I never did. Find me guilty, then have a show trial, ramp up the donations you're getting there, and then I go into bankruptcy because I have no money at that point. I'm showing them all this, and then buyers come in to buy the company to keep us on air, and they say, we don't want money, in their latest filing 2 weeks ago. So that's a summation. Let's go into the breakdown here, and we'll show you from the major groups that track nonprofits and federal grants and more. According to ProPublica, Sandy Hook Promise Foundation, one of the main ones, which has up to five people that are plaintiffs that have sued me in the Sandy Hook lawsuit, the year they filed their lawsuit against me in 2018, their revenue was 5.83, and it had gone up some from being much lower because of the big PR campaign they were running saying I was victimizing them. But, oh, it went up a lot more once the suit was filed. It was up to $13.6 million into 2018. Then if you look at what the Kangaroo Court convened in Connecticut, when I had already received a default judgment or found guilty by the judge, revenue went from $14.9 million in 2021 to $25.5 million in 2022, and then up even more after that. And now in the last year and a half, they haven't published the new numbers. But just in those years, it went up 337% after they sued me and then had their show trial. From the years of 2017 and 2023, total revenue was $119 million. Plus dollars, $119,053,000. February 2022, Sandy Hook families received $73 million settlement from Remington, the oldest gun maker who then went out of business because the mother legally bought the gun. He stole it from her and used it to kill her. But I'm the one you know about. You know Alex Jones. You ask anybody, what do you say when you hear the term Sandy Hook? Alex Jones. You don't even hear dead kids. Just, it's me. Because of thousands and thousands of articles and news programs. Sometimes every nightly news channel, you saw it, would be me. And just made up crap. Continuing, in April of 2020, Sandy Hook Promise Foundation received a $1.1 million loan from the Small Business Administration from COVID funds. During that same time, one of their board members of the Sandy Hook Promise Foundation was listed as making over $500,000 salary for only working 2 months in 2020. This fund is now being called the biggest scam in a generation in American history.
Over the last 2 years, the federal government approved a historic $5 trillion in pandemic assistance for struggling Americans, small businesses, and health care providers. But now investigators say hundreds of billions have been lost to fraud.
When the Small Business Administration, in sending that money out, basically said to people, apply and sign and tell us that you're really entitled to the money. And of course, for fraudsters, That's an invitation.
The fraudsters are bold, buying luxury cars, flights on private jets, mansions.
What didn't happen was even minimal checks to make sure that the money was getting to the right people at the right time. We have our data scientists pouring through those records, looking for anomalies, matching addresses.
These are people who are betting on the fact that you may not be looking.
And what we're here to tell them is we're looking.
Charges filed now against Cori Bush's husband, the former congresswoman, for missing only $20,000 in COVID funds. To be clear, I'm not accusing the families and the representatives of any COVID aid fraud. I'm just simply saying it should be looked into. And then, during the ongoing trials, at the exact same time in Texas, and then a few months later in Connecticut in the fall, they received huge grants from the Department of Justice, the very department that admitted on the stand they had their chief counsel go initiate the suits, and we have the FBI CIA operative caught undercover video bragging about how they couldn't find anything criminal on me in a long-term investigation, so they went and orchestrated this lawfare. A week after Trump got into office, we received our FOIA request that Biden wouldn't release from the FBI that Trump ordered release, indeed documenting that starting in 2013, Obama ordered a national security investigation of me as a Type 3 person that has run all the way through to today out of the Boston field office, looking for crimes that didn't exist and that they never found, so they had to go and initiate the entire Sandy Hook PR strawman lawfare conspiracy that is now public. So, again, during the Texas and Connecticut trials that were just a few months apart, coming out of the summer into the fall of 2022, they get giant grants. One grant for $859,000 plus, and another for $837,000 for a total of over $1.6 million right during the two trials that are being produced as a movie set, powdering the judges and everything by HBO. And the director of the HBO hit piece is the most famous, discredited hit piece director in modern history, the guy that made the discredited documentary about Michael Jackson, Leaving Neverland. We know from the Connecticut show trial testimony that senior FBI agent and chief Connecticut counsel at the time, Bill Oldenburg, was the one who instigated, at least publicly, the initial lawsuit in Connecticut.
So you were the top lawyer providing advice to the FBI in Connecticut?
In-house, yes, sir.
In-house?
Yes, sir.
When's the first time you watched a video of Mr. Helbig on Mr. Jones' show?
I would be guessing, sir, I would say approximately like 2016.
Where were you when you saw that?
I was sitting in my office on the second floor at FBI New Haven.
You didn't file suit at that point in 2016?
No, at that point I couldn't get anybody to help me.
You were looking?
By then I'd pretty certain by 2016 I had contacted the Agents Association. I had been looking for people. I've been asking the U.S. Attorney's Office to help me. I'd have been asking the FBI New Haven to help me. So yes, I was looking for help. I tried to get help. I tried to get the Bureau to help me. And then I called the Agents Association to see if they could help me, and that ended up, it didn't result in anything. They basically just gave me the runaround. And then finally, the only person ever even listened was Mr. Koskoff. He was a gentleman and gracious enough to listen to me, and that's why we're here.
Is there going to be a waiver?
He admitted this on the stand, and then we have the undercover video from Sound Investigations of Gavin Oblevis, an FBI and CIA contractor, who admitted on camera they were looking into me but didn't find anything illegal, so they provided information and a template to the FBI in Connecticut and to the law firms for the blueprint of how to, quote, take down Alex Jones and take away all of his money.
Who would be like a big influencer that you're after? You, like a, I don't know, like a, I don't even know these names, like a Fox News person or like a Tucker Carlson or like.
I'm sure he's.
Right.
You always want the biggest and loudest. Like that, what was his name? The one that said Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are? Before. Are you still after him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's broke. He got found guilty and had to pay like $100 million.
So what? Why were you after him?
We're not anymore.
Just to get the money from him?
Yeah.
Was that court case used? Was that a CIA?
Sure it was.
That was an agency thing?
Well, actually it was a defamation case. Mm. So it's a civil, not government. But we were looking at all of his followers, commenting, following, like, who let them do this to you, right? So even though it's technically not our, well, not the agency definitely, but the Bureau, for instance, yeah, it's not our purview. It's a civil matter. But since they got all this access to his stuff and it's there, what can we go find?
And did you find it?
I can't tell you.
Oh,
we did. But so, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, realize the opportunity that you have.
So with Alex Jones, you were watching him long before anything ended up happening?
Probably. It wasn't my office, but, I mean, we would have been well aware of what he was doing.
And the goal with him was what? Just to bankrupt him?
Oh, pretty much. And we let the families do it.
And what?
We let the families do it.
Were they encouraged to do that by the Bureau? Like, nudged?
We don't encourage people.
But, like,
we just say there's no federal statute being broken. But you do have the option for a civil case. If it's a pretty good case.
Nice.
In our opinion.
O'Blenis spoke to an undercover Sound Investigations reporter about his work experience involving near entrapment and his employers' involvement with political commentator Alex Jones' legal battles.
So let's look at that timeline one more time. Hillary Clinton calls me out as the Sandy Hook man nationally with a giant ad buy and speeches in August of 2016. At that very time, Oldenburg gets activated in Connecticut and begins investigating me, even though I never said his name and didn't know who he was, to go and initiate the lawsuits with the deep state law firm Koskoff and Koskoff. We have the CIA FBI operative Gavin O'Blevis caught in an undercover dragnet sting on a completely different subject, also confirming the coordination. Then, during the trials, starting in Texas and in Connecticut, two giant grants over $1.6 million to the main Sandy Hook Foundation that has five of the plaintiffs on their board that are suing yours truly. In closing, I want to be extremely clear. This is just a snapshot. We are finding new information and more money all the time. And right after they won their judgment, already been found guilty by the judge, in the fall and winter of 2022, Berlin Rosen, a major New York / Connecticut PR firm, came out and bragged how they had been working on managing this and managing the outcomes of the show trial and more, because I was already found guilty, but they wanted to make sure that the jury believed that I'd made hundreds of millions of dollars off these people when I hadn't made one red cent. They have since merged with other big PR firms and are now known as Orchestra, and they orchestrate other left-wing PR operations and other hoaxes. And when I say hoaxes, I'm not saying nobody died at Sandy Hook. I'm saying the hoax that I made any money off of them, or I did 99% of what they say I did, or that I got a free and fair trial. So this attack is an attack on you. It's an attack on free speech. It's an attack on our free society. America has really woken up to this. I know the Justice Department is reportedly investigating this. They're investigating other facets of what's happened the last 3 years in bankruptcy, where the very same law firms and very same groups have come in and again said they don't want money. They want us closed. They got the federal judge to have us pay for, with the revenue coming through the company, for four different outside forensic and criminal investigations. And of course, no fraud, no hidden money was found. They accuse us of having hundreds of millions in the news. None of it was true. It was totally made up. They're the ones defaming me with the goal to shut us down. Malice aforethought with intent to do harm in a conspiracy against the First Amendment, not just the Second Amendment,
of the United States of America, in my view. And I have experienced this. I have seen it. It's just been staggering. But these people all think it's open season on me because I'm a Trump supporter and I'm an American patriot. And I can't give up in the face of this. We obviously are preparing major civil actions, already have been involved in some that you've seen in the news. You're fighting off these attempts to hijack us and take us over, with Michael Bloomberg funding The Onion and his Everytown group that also funds these charities that we were just talking about that have raised hundreds of millions themselves. We don't know the full numbers there from him, but it looks massive. He funds 97% of Everytown, one of the biggest gun control groups in the country, that is also involved, you know, with these groups heavily in funding. We're just in the middle of attempted hijackings of the building and the company. While they go on the news and say, he won't give us money, he's rich, he's hiding it, he's a criminal. And then in court filings, we don't want money. We don't want buyers to come in and pay us money. We want him off the air. Just like they've said on the courthouse steps over and over again. Take his platform away. Never let him speak again. And let this be a model to silence everyone else.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
Is there going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate? And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away.
But the money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
But the family's attorney says the money is not what matters most.
What would such a ruling mean for the families of the Sandy Hook victims?
What they're hoping to achieve is the most amount of accountability that the legal system can deliver. And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
This is villainous. But they cast themselves as the heroes and the good guys. They build this straw man of all these horrible things I've done. And then they raise massive government grant money from the DOJ that's running it all on record. And massive gun control group donations. And just massive PR being the victims of the evil Alex Jones. Regardless, America and the world's waking up. And the bad guys know that they are in a lot of trouble. And so I hope and I pray you get this information out to everyone you know. And I know that Kash Patel and others are very much aware of this, and I'll just leave it at that. I understand they have a lot of big issues they're dealing with as well. But in the final equation, they are so arrogant. They are still, despite all the stuff that's come out, and this is just a little bit I just covered, and it's a lot, isn't it? The microcosm of what I've gone through is just a window into their tactics that they admit they tested and developed on me to use on you. If you dare stand up for yourself and your rights and don't bow to them, or you question their narratives, or you don't believe Jussie Smollett got attacked, which he didn't, or you don't think Bubba Wallace really had nooses hanging in his garage, which of course he didn't, and you know, if you don't buy all this stuff, if you don't bow down and say two men can have a baby and X and Y chromosomes don't exist, and if you don't let the school secretly create a relationship with your 8-year-old son to put him into the transgender cult to chemically or physically mutilate him. America hasn't been intimidated by this. It's just pissed us off and woken us up. The leftists thought that we were intimidated. No, we were asleep. And now you're trying your same old thug mafia tactics on people and it's not working. Thank you so much. And I appreciate your prayer and your support because we are all in this together. I want to make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue. Blue.
I know. Blue. I love it.
This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. 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 I mean, this is just bonker town.
up about it. Ultra methylene blue. I just can't shut up about it, Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.